It's time now for Centralia Panther football in the Class 1A State Football Championship in Hutchinson, right here on 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Third and six for Centralia. Russell down to one timeout. Flinty keeps it after he fakes right, keeps it, goes left, and Flinty breaks free. He's at far sideline, the 40, the 30, the 20. It's a foot race, and Horrocks saves a touchdown near the five. The Panthers with a third down and six. Now they're in business, first down and goal. 4 minutes to play, Centralia 14, Rossville 9, 1A state semifinal. Panthers trying to go up two scores. To my right, Flinty keeps it, dives, is he in? Yes, he is! Flinty with a 2 yard run, angling right, and the Panthers lead 20-9 with 3:38 to play. The snap, the knee, the victory formation for Centralia, and the Centralia Panthers are one win away from their fifth state championship, and they go back to the state final for the first time since 2019.
It's time now for today's pregame show of Centralia Panther football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. With today's call, here is Wade Gershner.
Well, before the football season begins, there are goals of winning a state championship. But in the end, only one school in each classification ends up hoisting the state championship trophy. Today is the final day of the high school football season, as it's Championship Saturday. Our listening area has once again flexed their muscle as the Axtell Eagles continue their dominant run in 8-man Division II, winning their 52nd consecutive game and their fourth straight state championship as they knocked off Victoria in Greensburg earlier today by a final of 50-0 game called due to the 45-point rule with 2:01 remaining in the ballgame. That performance comes after the Nemaw Central Thunder suffered a heartbreaking loss in the state championship game last night here in Hutchinson, falling to Southeast Saline 36-28. So we have one state runner-up, one state champion, and the last area team, the Centralia Panthers. And tonight we have a 1A state championship heavyweight showdown as the 11-1 Centralia Panthers, winners of 10 in a row, face the undefeated and defending 1A state champion Conway Springs Cardinals, who come into this tilt with a 23-game winning streak. Good evening, high school football fans. Wade Gershner with you from Gowan Stadium in Hutchinson for the 1A title game right here on 92.1 KMZA. Centralia is coming off their best defensive effort of the season as they took care of a very talented Rossville team in the state semis last Friday, 22-9. The Panthers held the Bulldogs to their lowest scoring output of the season, and senior quarterback Jacob Flinty slammed the door on the Bulldogs with a 46-yard run on a 3rd and 6, and he followed that up with a 2-yard TD run to seal a state title game berth. Meanwhile, Conway Springs steamrolled Valley Heights in their 1A state semifinal 55-22 as the Cardinals stormed out to a 35-6 halftime lead and cruised to a victory. Both of these teams are very similar as both run the single-wing offense and both rarely pass the pigskin. In fact, this could be a game that could be over in record time. Centralia runs the ball 87% of the time, Conway Springs 92% of the time. Both teams are physical. Both have a 1-2 punch in the backfield. For Centralia, Jacob Flinty's rush for over 1,500 yards, and Quentin Aldifer has run for over 1,000. And for Conway Springs, Isaac Winter has over 1,700 yards rushing to go along with 23 touchdowns, and his quarterback, Logan Osner, has run for over 1,100 yards. And finally, both of these football programs have a rich history, as these two programs have combined for 19 state title game appearances and 12 state championships. Centralia has won 4 state titles, 2009, 2011, 2013, 2019, all odd-numbered years, and 3 runner-up finishes back in 85, 97, and 2012. While the Conway Cardinals have won 8 state championships, their first in 1998, then 4 straight, 01, 02, 03, 04, won it all in 08, won it all in 2011, and then won it all 1A last year in the snow and haze over JCN to win their 8th state championship. And as you know, can tell, they've all been since 1998. They have 7 in Class 3A and last year's 1A state title win over JCN. They were runner-ups in 1969 and 2010. Now, both these schools are just 48 minutes away from adding another state championship trophy to that already large collection. Coming up next, I'll be joined by both head coaches, Matt Beeler of Conway Springs and Roger Holthaus of Centralia. It's the 1A state title championship game and the first ever meeting between Centralia and Conway Springs, and it's right here on our free MSC radio app, online, KMZAFM.com, and on the radio, 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you sick and tired of getting tackled at the one-yard line? Is your current insurance provider not getting you the right coverage in your time of need? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop a game plan for the best coverage and protection of your assets. With SBS insurance, we'll help you score that winning touchdown.
SBS insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Wade Gershner back with you on our pregame show, getting set for the 1A state championship game in Hutchinson. It is Centralia taking on Conway Springs, and here to talk about it, the head coach of the Conway Springs Cardinals and the head coach of defending 1A state champion, that is Matt Beeler. And coach, first of all, obviously there's a lot of expectations at Conway Springs. Is it celebration or is it relief when you're favored early in the year, trying to defend your title to get back to this spot?
Well, I know the kids talked about, you know, how, and we've all talked about how we've had the bullseye on our back all year, and we were going to take everybody's best shot, and we did. There was a lot of great teams that came out and pushed us from the start, and so there was a few games we trailed, and I give credit to our coaches and kids for being able to battle through that.
Let's talk about your game last week. You take care of Valley Heights rather easily, 59-22. They score 16 points in the fourth quarter, or 55-22, I should say. But it looked like your team played really well, was clicking on all three phases of the game. How would you assess your performance last Friday?
I think that is the most complete game we've put together this year. You know, if you include all three phases, to get a turnover on special teams and then the way our defense played and held them to so many three and outs and turn them over so many times. And then our offense just churned out a lot of rushing yards. Logan Osner and Isaac Winter were both huge in that. I thought our line played very well on both sides of the ball.
Your football team's had a couple of close games. Garden Plain week 2, 13-7. Ellenwood 34-21, 21-6 against Marion. And there was a lot of weather to deal with there at Conway Springs for that one. And you guys have won your last two playoff games rather easily. What has been the keys to your success this year, in your opinion, going into this year? Because every year is different. Even though you were the state champions this season, everybody starts 0-0. What have been the keys to you getting back to where you are today?
I feel we have our senior leadership has been outstanding. You know, I have those 10 seniors back, and they played a big part of last year's game, and You know, we lose some very talented backs from last year, and with that ability and having kids in the off season have to work and find out who that other person was going to be that complements Isaac Winter, I thought Grant Fisher and Logan Osner have done a tremendous job of doing that. And you know, and so I also feel that our line play has really stepped up.
Tell us about the culture that you have at Conway Springs. We're talking head coach Matt Beeler of the Cardinals. You won 8 state championships as a program. You've been in 9 state title games. Describe the culture and how the kids buy in down there.
Well, it's been a great place to be. It's not only a great place to coach, but, you know, raise your family and go through. We were talking earlier today about how there's 11 dads and 13 kids that have had a chance to play in the state title game. So, you know, a couple of them dads have 2 kids on the team. So that tradition, I think, is just when you're sitting around the dinner table and you can tell your kids this is what you're going to look forward to in November. And I think those guys are really taking care of what the legacy has been from them from the past.
Your opponent today in the state title game, the Centralia Panthers, there's a lot of similarities between you and them. Obviously, you both run the single wing, but also what we just referred to, the culture, the tradition. Centralia has won 4 state titles since 2009. They're making their 6th title appearance. What jumps out at you when you study and look and research and understand what Centralia is all about?
Well, Coach Holtus has done a great job there, and, you know, he was assistant there and part of that time before, and so there's another similarity as I was early on in a lot of our early wins, and so, you know, it's kind of a community type atmosphere, and you know, we both like to be physical football and establish a line of scrimmage and run power football, and he and his staff have done a great job doing that. So you know, we're going to have to have our work cut out for us. We're going to really have to play a physical game up front.
Is it easier to prepare for this game, even though it's a state title game and it's a really good opponent? Is it easier to prepare since they run very similar offense?
I think that our scout team kids kind of like that, and I'm sure theirs did too, of just kind of knowing the types of offense and type of positions it was called. But other than that, you know, it's so hard to simulate a team, their starters, just especially at our level when you don't have just a ton of numbers, and same thing with them. And we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to be really ready to take on their power football and their explosiveness.
What specifically, when you talk about Centralia, obviously they have a very good quarterback. He's had a couple of big games. They got the Aldifer kid. And certainly when you look at the numbers, and it is kind of old school. You guys don't throw the ball very much. They don't throw the ball very much. In fact, I think I figured it out that you guys run it about 92% of the time. They run it about 87% of the time. But yet that passing game, even if it's just a few passes, can be a huge, huge difference in the game, can it?
Yeah, it can be, and they've done a good job with that. The Aldifer kid, I think, is probably one of the top receivers as well, that he can get out there and out of the backfield and catch the ball and push the field a little bit. So we're going to have to make sure that their play action passes, or they try and bring you into it, and we're going to have to make sure that we're on our keys and not allowing them to get free on that, because that could be a big play.
What would another state title mean to you as a head coach and to your kids and to your community, and on top of that, going back-to-back?
Well, again, every year, we've talked about it, every year is a little different. It's just a blessing to be in this game, and you want that group, those 4 grades, those freshmen through seniors, to experience and have a great experience at that game. But, you know, part of our whole tradition of being able to, if we were able to put one more into the school annuals and you know, then also to go back to back, not very many teams are able to do that. My coaching staff and I have been a part of it with our history, but we'd love to have these kids be a part of that.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Congratulations on a great run, a great season. Best of luck today.
Thank you.
That's Matt Beeler, head coach of Conway Springs Cardinals. We come back on our pregame show on 92.1 KMZA. We'll be joined by the head coach of Centralia Panthers, Roger Holthaus.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Wade Gerscher back with you on our pregame show on 92.1 KMZA. It is the 1A State Championship in Hutchinson today. It is Conway Springs taking on the Centralia Panthers. Here to talk about this matchup and look back to the state semifinal win last Friday at home over Rossville, the head coach of the Centralia Panthers, Roger Holthaus. And Coach, that win over Rossville, I know after the game we talked about it quite a bit in our postgame interview with you, but the thing that really stood out was I would have never guessed that Rossville would be held to 9 points. They were averaging 40 a game coming in, and your defense really got it done, including two huge stops inside the 10.
That's why we won, because the defense, we bent a little bit, we never broke type attitude. They had a couple good drives, but they got inside the 10, and we was able to bow our back and hold our ground and hold it to two field goal attempts.
Your defense also with a couple of turnovers that you're able to force as well. And I thought really the key part of the game, it sounds kind of crazy to say, but if you don't get a stop there that first time they go down the field, they had a 9-play long drive all the way down to the 1 at one point and then had a false start. But that could have changed the whole tenor of the game.
It definitely was a momentum breaker, or it broke the momentum, gave us a little light there. And I think the next series, I actually think we went down and we shut in the end zone to get up six. So that was a huge stop. It's hard to say the first series of the game was huge, but that probably was maybe the turning point in the game.
You're able to win the ball game 22-9. And of course, your workhorse has been your quarterback, Jacob Flinty. He had another big game, had to earn every yard and came up with the big run. Another key play in the game was that 3rd and 6. If Rossville can stop you to get the ball back, put some pressure on you instead, you're able to pick up, 46 yards, I believe, all the way down to the 2. Talk about his importance and how well your line is playing right now.
Yeah, Jake's playing. As far as Jake goes, he's playing well. He's running hard. He's our go-to guy. We need a yard. It's probably going to Jake Flinty. The line, I tell you, Wade, I think has been pretty consistent throughout the whole year. Even at Mid-Buchanan, I didn't think our line played bad. We just had some other issues there in the backfield. But the line's done probably a consistent job all year of blocking and getting to where they need to get to and locking on blocks and staying locked on.
You're moving on to the state championship game, which is, of course, is today here in Hutchinson, and you guys have had a lot of success in the state title games. You're 4-1 in state title games and going for your 5th state championship there in football at Centralia. Let's talk about the matchup against Conway Springs. Mirror images of one another. You guys both run the single wing formation. I would imagine that makes it easier to prepare for them preparing for you, but also for you preparing for them. But at the same time, is there a little bit of overanalyzing what each team does?
Yeah, I think for us, we might be overlooked. We kind of, coach kind of met at practice yesterday and said, dude, we just need to go back to what we do, and we know what they're going to do or they're going to do. The problem is, can you stop it? We'll give them different looks. We'll stay in our base, and sometimes we'll jump into 4, sometimes in 5. So we just got to switch it up. They're too good to sit in one defense all night, and
expect to stop. And so we'll switch it up a little bit and hopefully keep them off kill just enough that we can do something with it.
Of course, both programs traditionally very good. Conway Springs won 8 titles. You've won 4, as we talked about. And we talked about that a little bit last week in regards to you and Rossville. But Conway Springs, you talked about, before we got on the air here today, about their fullback. How important is the fullback in the single wing offense?
Fullback probably the most important part of the in the single wing. I know for us it is, and I think it is for them. You know, that fullback's usually one that's usually kicking people out. So, you know, if you can't kick people out, we're probably not running the football. And I think the same thing with them. Their fullback's very important, and they got a stud for a fullback. He's a big kid, and he runs hard, and he will block. So the fullback's very, very important in the single wing.
Of course, you and Conway Springs played Valley Heights. You played them in week one all the way at the beginning of the year and won that one in a tight one. They took care of Valley Heights rather easily last week, although there were some plays that kind of snowballed watching that game online for Valley Heights. But what jumps out to you? What's the first thing that you notice about Conway Springs when you watch the film preparing for the state title game today?
I think weight is their size. They're big up front. They're around 225, 230, 240. They're big. The fullback's about 215, 220. Then they got a couple backs that flat out run. So, you know, that's going to be tough. And I think Wade, what probably gets overlooked with them is their defense. They're very good defensively, very sound defensively. So I think sometimes they talk about their offense in a single wing, but I think very much like us, you know, I think they hang their hat on their defense.
Well, we know the goal is simple. You want to score more points than they do. That's the obvious thing, to win a state title. But what are a couple of things that we should be looking for that would be critical to your team coming away with a victory today and hoisting the state championship trophy?
Number one is we got locked on a block, and then we got to stay locked on. You know, we can't be whiffing on linebackers or defensive linemen. So we got to lock on our backs again. That's our backs, too, included on that. That's not our line, but our backs. And I think our backs got to run with a purpose. They got to run hard. They got to lower the shoulder at times and kind of be their own blocker at times. And then we can't turn the thing over and give short fields. They're way too good. They'll put it in the end zone. That's kind of what happened last week at Valley Heights. They had a couple turnovers, and then pretty soon they're sitting on the 15, 20-yard line. You're kind of going to stop them there.
What would it mean for you personally, and what would it mean for the school to win a state championship in football here in 2024?
You know, personally, Wade, I don't think it's much about me. As I think for me, I'd get the joy of seeing the kids' face. We happen to be fortunate enough to win it, to see their face, that all the work they've done, put in throughout the 2, 3, 4 years, you know, like the seniors last 4 years, the work they put in the summertime, the off season, see that, and finally be able to host a state championship trophy would be special. That'd be special for me, and I'd just so happy for the kids to accomplish that goal.
Well, it's been quite a run so far. Best of luck in keeping it going and winning another state championship here today against Conway Springs. We appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, Wade. I appreciate it.
That's Roger Holthouse, head coach of Centralia Panthers. We come back, we'll get you set for kickoff. More of a pregame coverage to come on 92.1 KMZA.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Young farmers play a pivotal role in today's agriculture world. If you're a young or beginning farmer looking to invest in your first farm, stop by and visit with an ag lender here at United Bank and Trust. We offer many different solutions that allow you to be able to afford and invest your hard-earned dollars in ground for generations to come. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with student engineer Kirk Kilman, Wade Gerstner back with you at Gowan Stadium here at Hutch Community College, site of three state championship games. The first two have been very exciting. Of course, last night, unfortunately for our area, Nemaha Central falling 36-28 to southeast of Saline. Earlier today, it was Andale with a dominant second half, outscoring Hayden 24-0 in the final two quarters to take away another state title, their eighth in school history, 36-19 over Hayden. And now for the third and final game here in Hutch, it's the 1A state championship pitting the Conway Springs Cardinals, winners of 23 in a row. And they've won eight state championships against the Centralia Panthers, coming in winners of 10 in a row, 11-1. They have not lost to a team in the state of Kansas all year. They only lost to Mid-Buchanan, Missouri, back in week two. Centralia is the considerable underdog in this game. Conway Springs, one of the key things to look at in this game is the advantage they have up front on the offensive and defensive lines. They average 233 pounds per man. They have 250 at strong tackle. They have 265 at strong guard. And they and Centralia both run the single wing formation. So if you're tuning in expecting me to talk about spread offenses, run and shoot, pistol formations, not going to see it a lot. You're going to hear the single wing formation, a lot of power football, as Centralia runs it 87% of the time, Conway Springs 92% of the time. Roger Holthaus, the head coach in his third year, looking for his first state championship as a head coach, of course, was part of those four state title teams, an assistant under then head coach Larry Glassick. Matt Beeler, head coach of Conway Springs, has led the Cardinals to two state titles in 2011-2023. Conway Springs with that 62-game winning streak back in the early 2000s, where they were so dominant, four straight championships. In fact, of their eight titles, five have been perfect seasons, and they're looking for their third back-to-back state championships. Not many programs across the state of Kansas can claim that, and Conway Springs trying to get that done here today in Hutch against Centralia. Panthers, they are on a roll coming into this game, knocking off Colgan on the road 46-14, and then beating Rossville 22-9, holding the Bulldogs their lowest offensive output of the season last Friday. They put themselves in the state title game for the eighth time in school history, and with a win today, it would be their fifth state championship. We'll pause for this two-minute timeout for the national anthem. We'll be back with more of a pregame show here on 92.1 KMZA.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There is always, always, always something to be thankful for. And at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, we will always be thankful for our generous community, our amazing and dedicated staff, and wonderful people like you. We hope that you and your family have a safe and happy holiday season. From your friends at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, people you know, care you trust.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, range land, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're about ready to get this party started here in Hutch at Gallen Stadium, the 1A state title tilt between Conway Springs and Centralia. It is Mason Stahlbaumer, Jacob Flinney, the captains in midfield for the coin toss for Centralia. And for Conway Springs, it is Cooper Coster along with Cade Howell and Isaac Winter along with Connor Rusko, who is back. He had a broken left hand he suffered against Marion, missed the last two games, so that's a big addition for Conway Springs for the state title game. He's one of the leaders on this team and one of the 10 seniors for Conway Springs. Centralia with six seniors. Of course, Jacob Flinty, two monster games back-to-back weeks at Colgan, 262 yards rushing and four touchdowns. Last week ran for 140 and a couple of touchdowns. And Centralia wins the toss. They defer. Conway Springs out of the football first to start the 1A state title game. Let's go ahead and introduce you to the Centralia defense here tonight. It'll be Mason Stahlbaumer, 6'205" senior at 1D end, along with Aiden Talley, 6'190" junior. Nose guard, a senior, 5'11", 200-pound Parker Cook, who's had shoulder injuries last couple of seasons, but leads the team in sacks with two this year. In the linebackers' core, it is Jacob Flinty, an outside backer, second-team All-Leaguer, along with Grady Becker, also a second-team All-League performer this year. Henry Heideman, returning middle linebacker. Ben Haberkamp leads the team in tackles, 107 on the year, 12 against Rossville last week. And Isaac Reinecke, middle linebacker, 180-pound sophomore for the Panthers. In the secondary, the corners, Tyler Jones, 6'190" junior. Dagan Runnebaum, 5'8", 165 sophomore, played very well last week against Rossville. Quentin Alderford, 6'205" sophomore, leads the team with five interceptions on the year. He and Runnebaum both have two defensive touchdowns on the season. Conway Springs, their offense, they run the single wing, so it's an offset, off-balance, imbalance offensive line. They have a quick guard, it's Caleb Newell on the left side, 5'11", 200-pound sophomore. The center, Bryson Lang, 5'6", 225 junior. Strong guard, big kid, Ashton Stoll, returning starter, 5'10", 265 junior. The inside tackle to the right is Cohen Newell, 6'3", 225 junior. Cooper Coster is 6'4", 250-pound senior, returning starter at strong tackle on the right side. Quarterback is Logan Osner, a 6'1", 165 junior, who has thrown the ball just 42 times this year. He has 12 rushing touchdowns and over 1,100 yards rushing. Cade Howell is the fullback, the blocking back, 5'9", 215-pound senior. Isaac Winter, 5'10", 175-pound seniors, rushed for over 1,700 yards this year. Wingback Grant Fisher's averaging 9.5 yards per carry. Lane Whitney is a senior at tight end, and the split end a senior, Charles May. Centralia in the white uniforms with the black numerals outlined in orange, black helmets, black pants. Conway Springs with the red jerseys, red helmets, white numerals outlined in the black in the white pants. Centralia to kick it off from right to left from the far hash mark at the 40 and back to return for Conway Springs. They have two standing at the 15-yard line. Low line drive kick bounces into the arms of Isaac Winter. Winter on the front for the 18, far sideline and nudged out of bounds near the 30. And that's where Conway Springs will start their first possession of this 1A state championship game. Conway Springs coming in undefeated at 12-0. They have won 23-0. Their last loss was week 2 to Kingman. Last year they started 0-2. And then won their final 11, beat JCN and Hayes in the snow 35-6 to win their 8th state championship in school history. Officially, they mark it at the 32, so that's where Conway Springs will start. First down and 10 from the far hash, moving from north to south on your radio dial from left to right. There's the single wing. Here is the snap. It goes to Winter. We have some movement and a false start to start this game on Conway Springs. So many times, you get into games of this magnitude, and it can come down to a couple of mistakes. It could be a penalty, could be a turnover, could be a mental miscue, and we've seen lots of weird things happen in the playoffs this year. Even some of our broadcasts, we've seen some crazy things happen. So first and 15, the ball back at the 27 of Conway Springs. They shift their line all the way to the right now. Wing back right side is Howard. Here's the run for Winter running right. Winter wrapped up there by Quentin Aldifer at the 32. Megan Runnebaum assisting. It's a gain of 5 for Isaac Winter. Winter is going to carry the ball a lot. He has almost 200 carries, averaging 8.7 per carry. He's played in 11 games. He missed one game due to a bruise, and he's over 100 yards rushing in 10 of those 11 games, and he's just 11 yards for 3,000 in his career. His season low was 64 at Garden Plain. His dad was a member of the 1998 state championship team for Conway Springs. Direct snap goes to Osner. Falls Howell. Nothing there. Ben Haberkamp was there to hit him initially at the 31. Forward progress 32. No gain on the play, but Haberkamp came through. Of course, Ben, he has relation. His brothers, Campbell and Dean, have been part of the tradition at Centralia and part of state championship teams, and he'd like to be a part of that here as he is one of those six seniors for Centralia. So third down and 10. No gain for Osner. We talked about Conway Springs, average 233 on the line. They're big. Centralia's biggest guy on the line, 205 pounds, is Mason Stahlbaumer. So Bryson Lang, the center, brings it to the line of scrimmage. Just underway, no scores. Conway Springs, first possession of the evening. The snap goes to Winter. Winter tries to bounce outside, cuts back at the 35, dives forward to the 37, able to pick up 5, and it brings up fourth down and 5. Runnebaum was over there in running pursuit. Also linebacker Isaac Rennecke, and also over there was Jacob Flinty. So a fourth down and 5 coming up for Conway Springs. We'll see if they elect a punt or not. Their punter is their quarterback, Osner, who has punted it 16 times, averages 34 yards per kick. Conway Springs, they can kick extra points. Their kicker, Eli Binge, 15 or 15. Centralia, Ben Haberkamp, 6 of 7, but Centralia normally goes for 2. Conway Springs lines up as if they're going to go for it. Fourth and 5 at their own 27. Check that, their own 37. Moving to our right, now Osner backs up as if he's going to punt. Centralia not believing it, and they let the ball sail over their head. Aldifer did not get back to return it. Coach Holthaus says that's fine, let it go out of bounds. It goes sideways. Far boundary on the Centralia side of things, near the 29, and Centralia will start there at their own 29-yard line. No score, and a three and out for Conway Springs. The Centralia offense, Jacob Fleming, senior quarterback. He's rushed for over 1,600 yards, 19 touchdowns running, 10 touchdown passes. Isaac Rennecke is the blocking back, fullback, sophomore. Quentin Oliver, 1,000 yards rushing, a sophomore. Slot back is Henry Heidemann, a senior. Wide receivers, Ben Haberkamp and Tyler Jones. Aiden Talley, the right tackle, or outside tackle. Inside tackle, Gage Wimberly, the center, Parker Cook. Tyron Talley is the center, and the left quick guard is Mason Stahlbaumer. And here is a run with Flinty. Flinty breaks a tackle and surges forward past the 35 to the 36, racked up there by Isaac Winter. It's a gain of 7 for Jacob Flinty. Flinty has been the workhorse for this team. 53 carries over the last two games combined. Towards ACL last year in week 5 against Jackson Heights. Worked hard to get back this season as a senior, and he's been terrific. Conway Springs defense, Caleb Newell and Cooper Costa are DNs. The nose guard, Connor Bidwell. Outside linebackers, Lane Whitney and Charles May. Inside backers, Cade Howell and Isaac Winter. The corners, Grant Fisher and Eli Howard. The safeties, Logan Osner and Ranger Reap. Second down and 3 for Centralia. Here's Aldifer running right. Has a convoy in front. Slips through a couple of would-be tacklers. Has the first down. Wrestled out of bounds. Far side by Winter, but not before Aldifer into plus territory, into the Cardinals' side of the field at the 48. Gain on a play of 16, first down and 10 for the Panther O. Well, a lot of people think Conway Springs should be the considerable favorite in this one, but Centralia has really defied a lot of the prognosticators' picks the last couple of weeks. They really don't care what people think. They know they're playing their best football of the season. And settled on the field, not in the papers or online or on the radio. First down and 10 at the 48 far hash. It goes to the fullback Reinecke, a rare carry for Isaac. His 18th of the season, and he picks up a couple to the 46. Reinecke and Howell are the blocking backs in the single wing formation. And these two teams, so much similarity, and Coach Roger Holthaus telling me earlier this week, the keys to winning, stay on our blocks, don't give Conway Springs a short field, don't turn it over, nothing fancy, tackle, read keys, and Centralia defensively will mix it up, provide 4 or 5-man fronts against Conway's big line. Conway, a big team, has speed, physical, and one thing that's different between the two teams, Centralia run a few spinners out of the single wing. Conway usually does it. Here is the quarterback read here by Flinty. Keeps it left side, and Howell makes the tackle from behind at the 46. No gain on the play. So plenty running left, and there was just no daylight whatsoever. 35 degrees at kickoff. Feels like 27. Wind out of the north-northeast at 11 miles an hour, but that's died down a little bit as the sun sets to our west. So a third down and 8 facing Centralia. We talked about how this game will go very quickly unless there's a lot of flags or a lot of touchdowns. I anticipate this to be a low-scoring game between two teams very familiar on trying to defend a single wing formation. So Flinty is in the pistol. His wing back is Reinicke. And here's Hyde in the backfield. Flinty to throw. He's being pressured and incomplete. Single far side for Regenbaum. But he was being pressured right in his face with Cooper Coster, who has 18 tackles for loss. Brings up a fourth down and 8. Conway Springs has only attempted 48 passes this year and 16 completions. Centralia, meanwhile, has only attempted 65 passes on the year. And this is an amazing statistic if you're into numbers. Conway Springs defense, which Coach Holthaus said is overlooked, they have 103 tackles for loss this year, 22 sacks. Centralia lines up as if they're going to go for it. Fourth and 8 at the Conway 46. The snap, and Flinty's going to pooch kick it, and it hits the line. It's picked up far side, and on the return for Conway Springs, scoring feet. On the return for Conway, Grant Fisher. Fisher stays in Dallas, cuts back. And he's in for a Conway Springs touchdown. Cut back at the 5. And so Centralia, with the quarterback pooch punt, I think it hit one of their linemen or it hit one of the defensive linemen, deflected, picked up, and returned for a touchdown by Grant Fisher of roughly 55 yards. And Conway Springs on the board due to the special teams mistake for Centralia. How many times have we seen games recently where special teams has been absolutely huge? So a 55-yard, what considered a blocked punt return, even if it hit off of a Centralia lineman. I don't know for sure if it did or if it got deflected by the defensive lineman. Here's the extra point by Benj. A snap, the hold by Winter. It's on the way. Benj is perfect 16-16 this year. 7-0 Conway Springs. 7:20 to go. First quarter back in 30 seconds on 92.1 KMZA.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Conway Springs on the side of the press box, and they have quite the turnout. They don't have a long way to go from Conway Springs to drive here to Hutchison and Centralia on the far side of the field. So if something good happens in Centralia, you won't hear as much crowd noise because Conway Springs will be a little bit quiet, but they'll be loud and proud as they were on that. What will go down is a block punt. Love to see a replay if Conway Springs actually touched that or if it was punted into a Centralia lineman. But either way, it's a return of 55 yards unofficially to pay dirt for Grant Fisher, one of the 10 seniors for Conway Springs. So Centralia down 7-0. Well, we saw Conway Springs, their quarterback, go back a couple of steps to punt the football. It seemed to me that Flinty wasn't as deep when he went to punt that, and that's the danger with the quarterback pooch-kicking the ball. You're not back in normal punt formation, so less room to operate, and if the kick's a little bit low, or if there's a tall lineman, they could get a hand on it. Here's the kick by the lefty, Cade Howe. Line drive is taking Quentin Oliver at the 18. Brings it back, running left, finds the crease. Quentin cuts back and all the way out to the 42. Centralia will have it. Good field position on the return by Alderfer of roughly 22 yards. Centralia is not lost since week 2 when they fell to Mid-Buchanan, Missouri. Roger Holthaus, head coach in his third year, said that was a barometer game. We found out what we needed to work on. We got our butts kicked. Sometimes you can have a whole bunch of easy games early. You don't learn a lot about your team, but you get tested. Even an early season loss, not the end of the world. Last year, Conway Springs started 0-2, and that helped them the rest of the way. So first and 10 for the Panthers between the numbers, middle of the field at the 42, moving right to left from south to north here at Gowan Stadium. The give is to Quentin Oliver running left, tries to get out the corner, does, at the 50, 45, 40, near sideline, 35, tiptoe, stays in bounds, and finally shoved out of bounds by Winter near the 25. Quentin Oliver, a couple of big-time runs early in this game, mark him out at the 24. It's a pickup on the play of 34. Oliver, two carries for 50 yards. And now they will place the ball at the 20, so give Quentin a gain of 38. And so Centralia into the red zone. 7:04 to go, first quarter. 1A state title game. Conway Springs up 7-0. Centralia driving. Here's a spinner by Flinty. Fakes it to Heidemann. Check that. Alder for the fake, and Flinty gains just a yard. Conway Springs not fooled at all. Blowing up the play was Caleb Newell, who has six sacks to lead the team this year, a sophomore for Conway Springs. Flinty, three carries for 8 yards. Glad you could tune in this evening on 92.1 KMZA and online, KMZFM.com, and our free MSC radio app. Kirk Kilman, our studio engineer, Wade Gershman with you. 1A state title game between two juggernauts. First ever meeting between the two schools as Flinty drops the snap and it is buried immediately. Charles May there to drop him back at the 24. It's a loss of 5. And that's one of the big things in this game for both these offenses is they need to be ahead of the sticks, not behind the sticks. And what that means is you want to avoid second and long, third and long, and now Centralia's faced with a third and 14 at the Conway Springs 24 from the near hash. Tyler Jones, he's a target you could go to. 6'1", 90. Henry Heidemann has a catch this year. Oliver's 26 receptions on the year. Flinty fakes it to Oliver, actually gives it to Oliver, running right, nothing there, cuts back and surges forward back to the 21, a gain of 3. Conway Springs able to spread that out. Centralia may be wondering on a third and 14, why are they running the football? Well, because they know they're going for it on fourth down, so they were hoping to get more than just 3 on the carry for Oliver running to the far side of the field, but the Conway Springs Cardinal defense was there. They've had 3 shutouts this year. Cardinal defense giving up just 12 a game. Centralia defense gives up 16 per contest. Wow, what is this? 4 receiver set. Twins left, twins right. Centralia, Flinty, back to throw, fourth down, over the middle, has a man open. Haverkamp backpedals and catches it, falling down. Haverkamp with a touchdown on 4th and 11 at the Conway Springs 21. And the Panthers have a response for Conway Springs within 1 with 5:15 to go, 7-6 here in the first quarter of the 1A state title game. Ben Haverkamp with the reception. And for Ben, just his 8th catch of the year, had a big 31-yarder last week against Rossville. And this one goes down for a touchdown on a 4th and 11. Now Centralia going for 2, trying to take the lead. Flinty to his right, looks, tries to twist his way into the end zone, and he is denied. And so Conway Springs maintains a 7-6 lead. 5:15 to go, first quarter, back in 30 seconds on 92.1 KMZA.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, 7 minutes into this ball game, both teams scoring a touchdown. Conway Springs with the blocked punt returned 55 yards by Grant Fisher. They kick the extra point. Centralia normally goes for 2, and they are stopped after converting a 4th and 11, a 21-yard touchdown pass. And what an adjustment by Ben Haverkamp, who turned, backpedaled, caught it, landed on his back in the end zone at the C in the word Hutch here at Hutchinson Community College. Hutch in the end zones. Gowan Stadium, beautiful facility, field turf here, beautiful track. Big thanks to Steve Carpenter, Josh Gooch, and others here with their administration hosting 3 state title games this year. Here's the kickoff by Haverkamp, low line drive kick. Bending down and grabbing at the 19-yard line is Fisher. Angles to the right side, turns it upfield, and then he did step out before he's hit at the 41. Haverkamp along with Heidemann on the coverage. Also over there for Centralia was Landon Heller, a junior. So Conway Springs with decent field position starting at their own 41. Conway's only run three offensive plays, Centralia 10. Conway three and out in the first drive, hampered by a five-yard false start penalty. Congratulations, Axtell Eagles, their fourth straight state championship. 52 wins in a row as they destroyed Victoria today, 50-0. Game called with 2:01 remaining in that fourth quarter. So 5:08 to play in the first. Conway Springs with the ball. In motion is Howard. The snap goes to Winter. Winter has some daylight. Breaks one tackle, and he slithers his way up to the midfield stripe at the 50, wrapped up by the ankles by Haverkamp, but not before a 9-yard pickup for Winter. One thing to keep in mind here tonight is that big offensive line of Conway Springs. Centralia, maybe they can hold their own for a little while, but will they wear down in the fourth quarter? Trey hopes that this game is tight in the fourth quarter. Second down and one. It's Osner, the junior quarterback, spins out of one tackle and pushes forward, bulldozes away. Big surge by Conway Springs to push him all the way up to the Centralia 44. Gain of six. Move the chains. First down and 10 for Conway Springs. The Cardinals, a rich history as they have won 8 state championships. They're concerned today. Flinty, physicality, Centralia, and they're worried about Quentin Oliver in the passing game. They've had a bullseye on their back all year, played their best game of the season last week, destroying Valley Heights 55-22. It was 55-6 in the fourth quarter. 10 seniors, great leadership on this team, good size, as we talked about, and their line has really gotten better throughout the season. First down and 10, single wing formation, handoff up the middle. This is Howell, the fullback, and he is an absolute stud. Down to the 37, plows forward. It's a gain of 7, second down and 3. Cade Howell, he is the blocking back in a single wing formation, much like Isaac Reinecke is for Centralia. And Howell on the year, averaging 5 yards a carry, 9 touchdowns. Under 300 yards rushing, he's a 3-year starter. He's also an outstanding linebacker as well. Second down and 3 at the 37 for Conway Springs, moving to our right, leading 7-6. To give a little jet sweep action to the wing back, which is Fisher. Fisher is dropped by Quentin Oliver. Gain of 2 brings up third down and 1. Fisher with the block punt return to set off the scoring and the fireworks in this one. 3:15 remaining, first quarter here at Gowan Stadium in Hutch. Wade Gershner with you. Conway Springs with the ball at the Centralia 35, moving to our right. They shift their line to the right, middle of the field. They need one to move the chains. And it goes to Winter. Direct snap out of single wing, and Winter is able to wiggle his way to a first down to the 32. Gain of 4.5, and a first down for Conway Springs. Centralia with wins this year over Valley Heights in week one, a loss to Mid-Buchanan, beat Onega, Dauphin West, Mar Hill, Mount Academy, Horton, Troy, Riverside. The playoffs beat Onega, Olpe, Colgan, and Rossville last week. First down and 10 at the 32 for Conway Springs, leading by a point, 7-6. Here is Osner. He runs right, gets a good block by Winter, and knocked out of bounds near boundary. Conway Springs sideline at the 22. It's a gain of 9.5, maybe 10. We're waiting to see where they place the ball. Might be just a little bit short, or are they going to say it's enough for a first down? They say it is a pickup of 10 for Osner. Conway Springs beat Nickerson. Tough game in week 2 of Garden Plain, 13-7. They won that one. Beat Douglas. Medicine Lodge, they're down 10-0. Came back to win by 21. Beat Hutch Trinity. Sterling Ellenwood, they're down at half in both those games, paying back the win. Beat South Sumner County. We'll mention their playoff wins in a moment. First and 10 at the 22. Here is Winter running left behind his guard. And he plows forward to the 20. And on the tackle for Centralia was Parker Cook, also a Mason Stahlbomber. A gain of 2 for Winter. Conway Springs, their wins in the playoffs over Bennington, Marion, Plainville, and then easily won over Valley Heights. Matt Bieler, the head coach, assisted by Josh Becker, Ryan King, Greg Hullinger, and Brendan Pauly. Centralia, their assistant coaches for Roger Holthouse is Dusty Thompson, Travis Haverkamp, Tyler Glatzik, and Corbin Becker. Second down and 8 for Conway Springs from the near hash, moving left to right from north to south. It's a direct snap to Winter. Winter cuts back, and he's able to spin his way and twirl to the 15. Gain of 5. It brings up third down and 3, as it was Reinecke, the linebacker, on the stop, also there for Centralia was Aiden Talley. So third down and three, and this is what both offenses want. Power football being third and manageable, third and short. Third and three, four down territory, 1:23 to go, first quarter, 7-6 Conway Springs. They have the Centralia 15 in the red zone, running right as Osner has a lot of steam, running forward to the 8. Nice burst by Osner, good kickout block for Conway Springs. Talley and Reineke there make the stop along with Aldifer, but it's a gain of 7 for the junior quarterback, Osner. Yep, that's right, junior, over 1,100 yards rushing this season. Hasn't had to throw it a lot, although he did have a game where he threw for 119 yards and a touchdown against Bennington. That's by far the most yards they had in the game this year, throwing the pigskin. Lane Whitney is the tight end on the left side. Conway Springs a first and goal at the Centralia 8. Looking to add to a one-point advantage. Here is Winter, has a lead block running left. Cuts back inside the 5 and buried at the 4. Avery Camp in on the tackle. Also there was Aldifer again for Centralia. And Heideman. Gain of 4. They mark it at the 4. Winter, as we mentioned, the workhorse, 196 carries this year. Flinty, the workhorse for Centralia, 221 totes. Those are the feature backs. But both teams have a great 1-2 punch. Osner, the quarterback for Conway Springs, and Aldo for over 1,000 yards rushing for Centralia. Could be the final play of this first quarter. Conway Springs 7, Centralia 6. Conway Springs knock out the door at the Centralia 4. Middle of the field, Howe is the blocking back. Direct snap to Winter, running right, and he has hit. Good penetration for Centralia. Haverkamp once again, who led the team in tackles last week with 14. And there's Aldifer in run support. Also Aiden Talley and Parker Cook. And only a gain of 1 for Winter. And that brings us to the end of the first quarter. Conway Springs 7, Centralia 6 in the 1A state title game. Back in 1 minute on 92.1 KMTA.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Kirk Hillman, Wade Gershner back with you at Gowan Stadium here in Hutchinson Community College. Conway Springs 7, Centralia 6 at the end of 1. Conway Springs 66 yards rushing on 14 attempts. Centralia 62 yards rushing on 8 attempts. And the big play for Centralia, 21-yard pass on a 4th and 11 for a touchdown. Conway Springs blocking a punt, returning at 55 yards for a score. And now in business at Centralia 3. Third and goal at the 3. We switch into the field. Now to my left, to the north end zone. Conway in the red jerseys quickly comes up the line of scrimmage. Howard is a blocking back. Two tight ends. Direct snap to Winter. Winter running right up the middle to the teeth of that Centralia defense, trying to surge his way into the end zone. Late call for the official from the far side as the unfile, and Winter is in for a Conway Springs touchdown from 3 yards out. For Winter, his 24th rushing touchdown of the season. So Conway Springs does not have to deal with a fourth down attempt. 12 plays, 59 yards for Conway Springs, and they lead now 13-6, 11:54 to go in the second quarter. Now Binge comes on to extra point, has not missed one this year. His number is 16. He's 16 for 16 on the year on PATs. Winter is the holder. Snap, the hold, the kick is on the way. High short kick, but floats between the uprights. It is true. Conway Springs 14, Centralia 6, 11:54 to go in the second quarter. Back in 30 seconds on 92.1 KMZA.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest, stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more.
Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, both of these teams are in the playoffs for the eighth consecutive year. They have combined for 12 state championships, 19 state title game appearances. And Conway Springs leads Centralia in the 1A state championship game here today in Hutch. 11:54 to go in the first half. 14-6 is our score. Conway Springs, 7 offensive, 8 defensive starters back from a team that went 11-2 and won the state title a year ago over JCN. Centralia, they have just the 3 offensive starters, 5 defensive starters back from a team that went 8-2, lost to JCN at home in the second round playoffs a year ago. Centralia 4-3 in state title games. Conway Springs 8-2. 11th state title appearance for Conway. Centralia, their 8th. Centralia winning it all back in 09, 11, and 13, and then 19. Here's the kickoff by Howell. It's a squibber up the middle. It's touched by Centralia, then picked up there by Aldifer at the 26. Quinton going left. The sophomore is able to pick up good yardage out to the 37. That's where the Panthers will begin this possession. Special teams tackle made by Charles May, a senior for Conway Springs. Centralia will set up shop at their own 36-yard line is where they officially place it. Conway Springs, they go on a 12-play, 59-yard drive. Went to the 3-yard run on third and goal. Venge the extra point. 14-6, Conway Springs. Trying to go back-to-back for the third time in school history with titles. They went back-to-back 01-02, then 03-04. They actually had a four-peat like Axtell completed earlier today in 8-man-2. Here's Aldifer, direct snap out of the single wing, running right. Oh, he gets chopped down. Nice play on the pursuit. Good containment. Tackle made there by the Cardinals, Logan Osner, who plays a safety position, but today is going to be more of a linebacker against Centralia's single wing. No gain on the play for Aldifer running to the right. Quinton, 4 carries, 57 yards. Flinty held in check, 4-4-3. Centralia, all their titles coming in odd-numbered years, so that's not a good sign when it's 2024. That's an even-number year. They like to change that. Centralia so close to winning 3 titles in a row. Back in 2012, they were up 11 with 4:44 to go against Meade. Couldn't hang on, lost by 3, but came back the next year, dominant team that blew out lacrosse in the state title game. That was, and 19 was their last title over Smith Center. Here's Rennebaum running left on a sweep, and he is drilled and dropped. Howell from his linebacker spot there, also in on the tackle for Conway Springs, was Whitney. And no gain on the play. In fact, a loss of 1. Rennebaum with his first carry of the night. Howell leads this Conway defense, 3 fumble recoveries, 92 tackles on the year. May has 8 tackles for loss. Conway Springs 103 tackles for loss from their defense this year to go along with 22 sacks. Third down and 11 for Centralia, back at their own 35. Twins right, twins to the left. Here's Flinty, steps up in the pocket, looking to run, and he's brought down from behind. Great hustle by Charles May. Never gave up on the play. Went past Flinty on the pass rush, then stepped up and caught up to him from behind. Flinty able to pick up a yard, maybe 2, after the 37. And Centralia now faced with a 4th down. We'll say officially 8, a gain of 3 on that carry for Flinty. 10 minutes to go, first quarter. Conway Springs 14, Centralia 6. And back in standard punt formation this time is Tyler Jones. Earlier, Flinty attempted the quarterback punt. Didn't have a lot of room, and it was blocked. That's how Conway scored the first touchdown. Here's the kick by Jones, who did not play football the last 2 years. They're glad to have him out this year. Great kick by Jones. Rolls inside the 10, all the way down to the 7, and down there by Regenbaum as Osner decided to get away from it. And so Conway Springs will start at their own 7. Good punt by Jones, officially 55 yards. There is some wind from the north-northeast, although it's died down. It was 11 miles per hour kickoff. I'd say it's about maybe 7 or 8 now. So Centralia having a punt for the second time in 3 possessions, and the Cardinals will take over from the far hatch mark at their own 7, leading the Panthers 14-6, 9:37 to go in the second quarter. Wide to the left is Osner, the quarterback, and in the slot, a receiver. This is Winter. He keeps it on a sweep, blocked by Howell, the fullback, and then Winter cuts back inside, and a pick blocked by Whitney at the tight end, and it's a gain all the way to the 18, angling to the near sideline, a gain of 11 for Winter. So they spread it out, but they still go power football. And Osner was a wide receiver, but really, in essence, a glorified blocker on the perimeter. And Whitney had a nice block downfield, opened up the lane, 11-yard gain for Winter, who now has rushed for 49 yards on 10 carries and a touchdown. First down and 10 for the Cardinals from the near hash. In the gun, out of this formation. This is Osner running right, has a seam, and now he has some speed. Hits the turbo button. He's at the 40, far sideline, 35, and finally ridden out of bounds from behind and taking a good angle is Tyler Jones. But Conway Springs, Logan Osner with a big carry from the 18 all the way down to the Centralia 33-yard line, a gain of 49. And that's one of their favorite plays for Conway Springs. Quarterback power left, but also they like to take Osner to the right. That's one thing Conway Springs can do. They can go left, they can go right. They don't always go the same way. Sometimes your line is stronger on one side or another. First and 10 for Conway Springs, Centralia 33-yard line. Moving to my left. Wing back left side is Osner, the quarterback, as a blocker. And now this is Fisher. Breaks the tackle, cuts back at the 25. Angles far side, 15, 10, 5, and Fisher's in for a Conway Springs touchdown from 33 yards out. And the Cardinals expand their lead to 14, 20-6, pending the extra point. Fisher is a big play performer, averages 9.5 yards a carry. He picks up 33 there, so a 49-yard run by Osner, and then a 33-yard jaunt for a touchdown by Fisher. Broke a couple of tackles. A little different look with Osner not in the backfield on a couple of plays, and then he had the big 49-yard run, followed up by the touchdown scamper. And now the extra point by Binge. The hold, the kick is on the way to our left, and it is right through the uprights again. Binge remains perfect on the season. An extra point tries. Conway Springs 21, Centralia 6, 8:46 to go in the second quarter, back in 30 on 92.1 KMZA.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Conway Springs started at their own 7, and that was an explosive drive. 3 plays, 11-yard pickup for Winter, 49-yard scamper by Osner, followed by the 33-yard touchdown run by Fisher, broke a couple of Panther would-be tacklers into the end zone for 6. And Conway Springs up 2 possessions, 21-6. Long way to go, though, 8:46 to play in the second quarter. 3-play, 93-yard drive, and Fisher with the rushing touchdown, his 7th of the season, averaging almost 10 yards a carry. Talked about both these teams won't throw the ball out, although if you're down, you're going to throw it more. Centralia averaging 7.5 yards a carry, Conway Springs 7.3. Centralia only attempts 6 passes a game, Conway just 4 passes a game. But when Centralia and Conway Springs throw the ball, it's effective. Centralia 19.5 yards per completion and 10 touchdowns. Conway Springs 21 yards per completion. Here's the kick, short pooch kick, and it's taken by one of the upmen. This is Tyler Jones at the 27. Goes wide to the far side of the field and is buried there at the 37, and that's where Centralia will start on this drive. Tackle over there by Charles May, also in special teams with Lucas Pauly, a sophomore for Conway Springs. So Centralia has had the ball 3 times. This will be their 4th possession tonight. They had a block punt return for a touchdown by Fisher. Then it went 6 plays, 58 yards, a 21-yard touchdown pass on a 4th and 11 to Ben Haberkamp from Quincy, and then a 3 and out. Centralia can't afford a 3 and out here. Pivotal drive in this first half for the Panthers. They need an answer. They start at the far hash mark in the white jerseys, black pants, black helmets. Out of the single wing, here is Flinty. He breaks the tackle, gets away from Coster. Now pops outside. It just does get tripped up. by Fisher, or Flinty might have been off to the races. Looked like Flinty was going to get dropped for a two-yard loss. Then you thought he might just go off far sideline for a touchdown, but great attempt there by Fisher to save a big gain. And after all that, it's a gain of 4 to the 41 for Flinty. Jacob has had a monster season. 144 yards, 2 touchdowns against Rossville, 262 4 scores against Colgan, 1,600 yards rushing on the season, 19 touchdowns. Second down and 6 at the 41. There's the spinner. Flinty fakes it, keeps it. Oh, he gets rocked. Howe absolutely pulverizes Flinty, drops him, and Jacob is slow to get up at the 40. Wow, did Flinty take a shot. And he is gimpy going to the huddle. A loss of 1, and Conway Springs exerting their muscle and their strength, their power, their size. And man, nobody flexed better than Cade Howe. 5'9", 215-pound senior. Coach Holthaus saying, one of the most important players in the single-wing offense is your blocking back, your fullback, and that's what Howe does for Conway on offense, but he's a stud at linebacker, too. Third down and 7 for Centralia at their 40. Twins right, 1 left. Moving right. This is Flinty being pressured. Lobs it down the field. Has a man open. Haverkamp makes the catch at the Conway 40. And all the way down inside the 35. They'll mark him out at the 33. Huge play of 27 yards on third and 7. When you need a big play the last few weeks in the passing game, Centralia dials it up. Flinty to Haverkamp. A 31-yard pickup. Crucial play last week against Rossville. 21-yarder on a 4th and 11 for a touchdown in the state title game here tonight. And that one all the way down to the 33. Pickup of 27 on a 3rd and 7. If Centralia doesn't get that, who knows what might happen. So Centralia in business from the near hash mark. Moving to our right at the Conway Springs 33-yard line. Quarterback Reed Flinty drips it away from Aldifer, keeps it to his left, trucks one defender, but forward progress just to the 32. So after all that work by Flinty, he picks up 1. Howe there again defensively for Conway Springs. Also there making the tackle was Cooper Coster, 6'4", 250-pound defensive lineman. He is a senior. So a gain of 1 for Flinty. Well, Jacob rolled to his right and aired it out near sideline. Haverkamp lobbed it perfectly, and Haverkamp once again a terrific adjustment to catch the pigskin. Approaching 6 minutes to play, first half, 1A state title game, Conway Springs 21, Centralia 6. Conway's led the entire way. Panthers in business at the Cardinal 32 from the far hash. Wing back left, fullback is Reinicke. Flinty is in the pistol. To his right is Heidemann. He gives it to Oliver, who has no chance in the backfield, tries to get away and does enough to get close to the line of scrimmage, but it's strung out, knocked out of bounds near side. Well, Osner with the tackle. Also, there was Charles May, and Aldifer now slow to get up here on the near sideline. Boy, there was Aldifer did a wonderful job just to get back to the line of scrimmage because he was dead for rights at the 37. Conway Springs blew through, read that play, tremendous penetration, and Quentin, what an effort just to get back to the line of scrimmage. So no gain on the play for Aldifer, coming in with 1,001 yards rushing. So Centralia faced with a 3rd and 10 at the Conway Springs 33. Two receivers to the left, Aldifer in the slot, Haverkamp to the right, Flinty looks left. It's a swing pass, and he leaves him too far. Off the left paw of Aldifer, incomplete at the 35. Now the swing pass. It would have been interesting if Aldifer could have made a guy miss, because he was about to get hit. Whether it would have bounced off or not, stayed alive, get a first down, I do not know, but pass a little bit wide of his reach. Tried to grab it with his left paw. Incomplete pass by Flinty, who's 2 for 4 for 48 yards. Both completions to Haverkamp, including the touchdown on 4th and 11, the only score of the game for Centralia thus far. Clock stopped, 5:46 to play. Second quarter, Conway Springs 21, Centralia 6. Jones is split wide left. Wing back is Heidemann. Slot receiver is Aldifer. Haverkamp to the right. Flinty, short drop, rolls left, looks downfield, deep, 4th and 10. It is caught by Haverkamp. He did on a juggle. Jones and Haverkamp ran into each other at the 11, and Haverkamp somehow had the concentration to haul it in on the bobble at the 11. The officials on top of it, it was the right call. It's a gain of 22. When you need a passing play for a first down on 3rd or 4th and long, you dial up number 44, Ben Haverkamp. And Jones nearly became the defender, even though he's playing for the same team. They were in the same spot, but it worked out. So a 3rd and 7, and now a 4th and 10. 22-yard reception, Dravenkamp, 27, I should say, on a 3rd and 7, now 22 on a 4th and 10. Must-score time for Centralia. At least you feel that way. Down at the 11 from the near hash, they go power football. Flinty, quarterback run right, and he's dropped immediately at the 9. A gain of a couple. Good tackle made there by Ranger Reap, a sophomore linebacker, 5'9", 155. Flinty's been held in check, just 12 yards on 9 carries. Alder for 5 carries, 57 yards. And Coach Beeler talked about it. Conway Springs head coach worried about Alderfer in the passing game. Should have been more worried about Haverkamp. Ben Haverkamp, 3 receptions for 70 yards and a touchdown. Coming into this game, Ben had 7 catches all year long. They can run a bomb in the slot left. Jones wide left, flanked right as Haverkamp. Alderfer in the right slot. Flinty empty backfield, sends Alderfer in motion. Quarterback Reed, he gives it to Alderfer, and Alderfer has no chance. Well, the jet sweep action's not working for Centralia, as there on the play was Lane Whitney. Stayed true, read the keys, and dropped Alderfer back at the 13. Had some help with a couple of his teammates. A loss on the play of about 5. Well, Centralia's been flirting with disaster on this drive. They had a 3rd and 7, 27-yard pickup to Haverkamp. A 4th and 10, 22-yard pass play to Haverkamp. So it's 3rd and 12 at the Conway Springs 13. So they can get a first at the 1 without scoring a touch. Empty backfield and a timeout called by Conway Springs. We'll take one as well. 21-6 Conway Springs, 3:44 to go before halftime. Back in 30 seconds on 92.1 KMZA.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, coming into this game, Roger Holthaus talked about the Conway Springs defense, 6 of their 7 top tacklers from a year ago from a state championship team back. And Centralia had the 6-play 58-yard drive, but had to convert a 4th and 11, a 21-yard pass to Haverkamp for a touchdown. It's been the Centralia passing game, as they've thrown for 70 yards in 3 huge conversions, 2 on 4th down and another on a 3rd and 7. They've had a 3rd down conversion, a 4th and 10 conversion on this drive that started back at their own 37. Now faced with a 3rd and 12. Plenty empty backfield. 2-by-2 formation, 2 right, 2 left, and we have a whistle and a timeout called by Roger Holthaus and Centralia. We'll take another break. 21-6 Conway Springs, back in 30 on 92.1.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, stay tuned for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead online, highlandcc.edu. We'll have our Be Outdoors real estate post-game show at the end of the night. Player of the game brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. And we'll provide you with some scoring updates at halftime brought to you by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview, because it is state championship Saturday. There's a couple title games decided last night. Go into that new format with 3 sites hosting 3 state title games. Axtell Eagles, 4 straight title. Congrats to them. 52 wins in a row. Conway Springs trying to go back-to-back as they won it a year ago in 1A. We'll go through all the state title results coming up at halftime. It's a great game. Third down and 12 at the 13 for Centralia. Middle of the field. Direct snap to Alderfer. Rolls right. Wants to throw. Now he goes ahead and tucks it. Running right to the 10. Near sideline. Bumped out of bounds at the 8 by Whitney. We wanted to go downfield for Tyler Jones on a crossing pattern in the end zone. And I tell you, I think it was there. Alderfer just hesitated to throw the football. Now, remember, that's not your starting quarterback to throw. And Alderford just hesitated a little bit, was a little bit unsure, didn't pull the trigger, kept it. He did pick up five. Now it's fourth and seven at the eight. And the Centralia coaching staff to my right in the box, their hands on their heads, because I think they saw the same thing I did, that they drew up the play. It was open, but anytime you hesitate, you're better off not making the play. And so Alderford kept it. And so now Centralia will burn a timeout. Play clock down to three. 3:37 to play. Clock stops on the run out of bounds by Alderford. Centralia faced with a fourth and seven at the Conway eight when we come back in 30 seconds on 92.1 KMZA.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They will come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you would like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn, Gail, or Chris at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Centralia faced with a fourth down and seven at the Conway Springs 8, 3:37 to play before halftime. Centralia down the one timeout, Conway Springs 2 in their back pocket. Just tuning in, Conway Springs blocked a quarterback punt, returned it 55 yards for a touchdown, led 7-0. Centralia, 21-yard touchdown pass to Ben Haverkamp on a fourth and 11, made it 7-6. Conway then a touchdown run from Winter, made it 14-6, and then Fisher a 33-yard run. 21-6 is where we stand. Centralia has the ball. It is run a bomb to the right, hip of Flinty. Two receivers left, Haverkamp to the right. Rolling left is Flinty against his body. He looks, he hesitates, he's being pressured, and now Flinty throws the ball at the last second. Incomplete as he absolutely got annihilated and just threw the ball away. He ran out of time, surveying downfield, and it ends up being an incomplete pass, not a sack, but it's a turnover on downs. Conway Springs takes over at the eight. And Centralia, 11-play drive to start their own 37, ends on downs at the Conway Springs 8-yard line. Well, they rolled Flinty to his left. He had some time initially, but nobody was open downfield. And Flinty saved a few yards by making that incomplete instead of being sacked. And now Conway Springs up 21-6. They did get the ball first, so Centralia will have the ball to start the second half. So Centralia, you really feel like they have to get a stop here. And to get the ball back, you can score before half and score after the half. You got a two-for-one special. Here's Winter with the run and then hit from behind as Winter drags Haverkamp for an extra yard or two to the 20. It's a gain of 12. And right now, Conway Springs is taking over this football game with their offensive line and their talented running backs. And that was a fear coming in. Centralia giving up about 30 to 40 pounds per man up front. First down and 10. For Conway Springs at the Centralia, at the Conway 21, moving to our left, direct snap to the quarterback, Osner. Osner tries to bounce outside and will not. Barricade set up by Centralia defense and Tyler Jones there to finish him off. Also over there was Heidemann, Haverkamp, and Alderford. Osner picks up a couple to the 24. They'll give him officially a gain of three. Osner, a 49-yard run on the last possession for Conway Springs. Fisher has a 33-yard run and a 55-yard block punt return for a touchdown. Second seven from the far hash for Conway Springs and two receivers left. Direct snap goes to Winter. Winter gets the outside. He needs a seal from Howell and doesn't get it this time. And great tackle by Runabomb, the sophomore. I tell you, if he doesn't stay home on that play, that's a touchdown. And now shaking up a little bit was Winter, his left shoulder, but it appears to be okay as he goes back to the huddle. Winter knocked out of bounds at the 32. A gain on the play of eight and a first down. Clock stops since the runner went out of bounds. Conway Springs has two timeouts to work with. They lead 21-6. They've won 23 games in a row, but that's child's play compared to their 62-game winning streak back in the early 2000s when they went four straight years undefeated, 01, 02, 03, 04. Here's the direct snap out of the single wing. Osner breaks one tackle out to the outside, and he just does get tripped up at the 40, falls forward to the 42, gain of 10, and should be enough for another first down. Tripped up over there by Alderford. Reineke in pursuit as well. But now we're starting to see Conway Springs has some lanes, some tunnels to run through. From the far hash at the 42, Conway Springs plenty of time, 2:18 and ticking in the second quarter. They lead Centralia 21-6. Direct snap to Winter, running right. Hurdles a defender who is on the ground out to the 46-yard line. Parker Cook in there. Also, Tristan, who also was in there for Centralia defensively, might have been Tally. So, gain of 4 for Winter. 13 carries, 73 yards for the very talented senior running back for Conway Springs. Over 1,700 yards rushing and averaging almost 9 per carry. Second 6 at the 46, moving to our left near the H in the middle field here at Hutchinson Community College on the field turf. Osner angles left, tries to bounce outside, and cannot. Terrific open field tackle applied. As it was Stahlbaumer, the senior, along with Runnebaum. Stahlbaumer was the captain at the coin toss earlier tonight, along with Flinty. A gain of just a yard. Timeout Conway Springs. We'll take one as well. Conway Springs 21, Centralia 6. Back in 30 seconds, 92.1 KMZA.
If your livelihood includes raising livestock, let the staff at Seneca Bayleville Veterinary Services assist you with all of your needs. Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Rottinghouse, and I'm part of a team that has many years' experience in dairy, livestock, and equine production. We offer a full line of products and service both on the farm or in the clinic. To schedule an appointment or take advantage of our 24/7 emergency care, call 336-2456 or 336-6647 and visit with us today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Wade Gershon with you, along with our studio engineer Kirk Kilman on this championship Saturday. Weskin wins the six-man title today out of Greensburg, 49-48. 49-48, what a game that was. Weskin completes undefeated season 13-0. Cunningham ends the year at 11-1. Axtell wins the 8-man Division II championship 50-0 over Victoria. Hoxie Central Plains later tonight in Greensburg. Southeast Lee beats Nemoth Central for the 2A title. Andale, the 3A champs over Hayden. Hanover Central beat Bishop Miege for the 4A title. And Gardner-Edgerton won the 6A title last night over Manhattan, 36-33. Third down and 5 for Conway Springs. We'll end the round action. And a little jump cut, but nothing there for Fisher. Centralia Red at Haverkamp, who's had a big night defensively and also catching the football. Aldo Perrin to make the stop on Fisher. Gets back to the line of scrimmage now. Fourth down and 5 facing the Conway Springs offense. And they will milk the clock here. Centralia has one timeout. They could use it if they wanted to. Conway Springs has 2. And more than likely, they'll let this play clock run down, shorten the game. They have a 4th down and 5, and then we'll see if Conway Springs chooses to go for it in their own territory at the 47, or if they decide to punt, or maybe the little pooch punt from the quarterback, although Centralia tried that earlier tonight and ended in a disaster and was blocked in return for a score. 5 on the play clock, 50 on the game clock, and here is the punt by Osner. It's a line drive kick, hits the 15, bounces all the way down inside the 10, sideways and down, or picked up by Alderfer at the 5, and he's wrestled to the turf by Whitney. Alderfer had some time to go ahead and pick it up. Why not? Take a chance, but be somewhat safe. You don't want to touch it, get drilled and rocked, and ends up being a turnover in Conway Springs in business. So Centralia will have it at their own 5. Here the north end zone, 95 yards away, with 37 seconds to play and one timeout to work with. Stay tuned to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll give you all the state championship final scores. So Conway Springs ends up punting for the second time here tonight. 21-6, Cardinals with the lead. Centralia with the ball from the near hash, just past the 5. Power set, Haverkamp the left tight end. Direct snap goes to Flinty. Flinty pushes the pile forward to the 10, gains 4. And on the tackle was Bidwell, big nose guard, also Charles May from his linebacker spot. Neither team using a timeout here, so that could be end of the first half. The Centralia not calling one. 10 back at their own 10. And Conway Springs content to take a 15-point lead into the locker room. Centralia will get the ball to start the second half. 21-6 is our score. Conway Springs looking for back-to-back state championships and looking for another perfect season. They lead the Panthers at intermission 21-6. Our halftime should have come after this timeout. This is State High School Championship Football, 92.1 KMZA.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances?
Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the repair and performance, we'll get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. It is 21-6 in favor of Conway Springs in the 1A state championship game here at Gowans Field, the Gowans Stadium here in Hutchinson Community College in Hutchinson, Kansas. As Centralia, they deferred to the second half. Conway Springs got the ball first, and Centralia ended up getting a stop. Centralia on their first drive, however, faced with a fourth down quarterback pooch punt. It was blocked and returned by Grant Fisher, 58 yards down the far sideline. A cutback of the five into the house for six. Eli Benge, the extra point, 7-0 Conway Springs, 7:20 to go in the first quarter. But Centralia would have a response as they go sixth place, 58 yards, had a fourth and 11. And Flinty hit his go-to receiver the last couple of weeks. Ben Haberkamp, a great adjustment as he backpedaled, landed on his back, made the catch for the touchdown. Two-point conversion, no good. 7-6 Conway Springs, 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Then the Cardinals put together a 12-play, 59-yard drive. Ended with Isaac Winter, a 3-yard plunge on third and goal. Avenged the extra point. 6 seconds into the second quarter, Conway Springs 14, Centralia 6. After a Panther 3 and out, Conway Springs started their 7, took them no time at all to score. 11-yard pickup by Winter, 49-yard scamper by Osner, 33-yard run by Fisher, breaking a couple of Panther tacklers. 3 plays, 93 yards. Fisher, the TD run, his second touchdown of the night. Extra point by Venge, 21-6 Conway Springs, 8:46 to play in the second quarter. And then Centralia put together a nice drive, starting throwing 37, converted a 3rd and 7 on a 27-yard pass play from Flinty to Haberkamp, then faced with a 4th and 10, a 22-yard strike to Haberkamp again. However, the drive ended on downs at the Conway Springs 8-yard line, an incomplete pass by Flinty rolling to his left, and Conway Springs leads at halftime 21-6 over Centralia, but the Panthers will get the ball to start the second half. Coming up, we'll give you the individual team statistics. Halftime, 1A state title game, Conway Springs with the advantage 21-6 over your Centralia Panthers. Back in 2.5 minutes here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi folks, this is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty, no as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website? Our locator service is all inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale, all here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime of the 1A state title game here in Hutchinson. Conway Springs 21, Centralia 6. Let's go through the individual and team numbers in that first half. First for Conway Springs, Grant Fisher, 3 carries, 36 yards, and a 33-yard touchdown run. Isaac Winter, 13 carries, 73 yards, and a 3-yard touchdown. Logan Osner, 8 carries for 86 yards. One of them going for 49 yards to set up a score. Cade Howell, the blocking back, 1 carry for 7. Shocking here, Conway Springs did not attempt a pass in the first half. For Centralia, Jacob Flinty, 10 carries, 16 yards. He's been held in check. Quentin Aldifer, 7 carries for 62. Dagan Rennebaum, 1 for negative 1. Isaac Reineke, the fullback, with a carry for 2. Jacob Fleming throwing the football, 3 of 6 for 70 yards, all to Ben Haberkamp. A touchdown pass at 21, a 27-yard pickup on a 3rd and 7, and a 22-yard pickup on a 4th down play. So Flinty threw for 70 yards in that first half, all to Ben Haberkamp. Total numbers in that first half, Conway Springs 25 carries, 201 yards, and 201 yards of total offense. As we mentioned, they did not pass it in the first half. They only throw it on average 4 times a game, only 16 completion all year long for the Cardinal offense. Centralia, meanwhile, 3 of 6 throwing the football for 70 yards, 19 carries for 74 yards for a total of 144. So total yardage, Conway Springs 202, Centralia 144. And how about the officials tonight? Only 1 penalty for 5 yards. It's been a clean game. You like to see that. That means the players are doing good things as well. No turnovers in that first half, but that was the block punt for a touchdown. Kicked things off. Conway Springs has led the entire way here tonight. Both teams with 25 snaps from scrimmage in the first half. 21-6, Conway Springs with the lead at halftime. More of our Highland Community College halftime show to come. On the other side of this break, we'll give you the scoring update brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview, because it's state championship Saturday. A couple games decided yesterday, a few more today. We'll update you on all that coming up. Conway Springs up at the break, 21-6. Back after this on 92.1 KMZA.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this matter based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require. From simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed, Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They will come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you would like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn, Gail, or Chris at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
If your livelihood includes raising livestock, let the staff at Seneca Bayville Veterinary Services assist you with all of your needs. Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Rottinghouse, and I'm part of a team that has many years' experience in dairy, livestock, and equine production. We offer a full line of products and service both on the farm or in the clinic. To schedule an appointment or take advantage of our 24/7 emergency care, call 336-2456 or 336-6647 and visit with us today.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to our Highland Community College halftime show. Conway Springs leading in the 1A state championship game intermission. Conway Springs 21, Centralia 6. Time for some scoring updates brought to you by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. With time to update your vehicle. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? HolthausAutoHouse.com. Well, the 6A state championship took place yesterday in Emporia. Gardner Edgerton with a game-winning touchdown run with 10 seconds left. They take the title, 36-33 of Manhattan, both teams in the year at 12-1. The Class 5A state championship game in about an hour in Emporia. The Hayes Indians, man, what a run they have. They're 8-4, taking out St. Thomas Aquinas, who's the heavy favorite, but Hayes has been the underdog the last couple weeks, and they found a way to win, so we'll see if they pull off another upset tonight in Class 5A. Class 4A was a barn burner, Andover Central, ends the year at 12-1. They knock off Bishop Miege, who ends their season at 5-8, as Andover Central beats Bishop Miege 49-42. Maddox Archibald, 341 yards rushing, four touchdowns for Andover Central in the win today in Emporia. Earlier today in Hutchison, it was the number one team in the state, Andale, winning their eighth state championship. They were down 19-12 at halftime, outscored Topeka Hayden 24-0 second half. Hayden ends the year 11-2. Andale wins at 36-19. Andale averaged 10 yards per play in that game. The Class 2A state championship took place last night here at Gallen Stadium in Hutch. As you probably know by now, Nemaw Central with a heartbreaking loss to Southeast of Saline. They were down 20-7 at halftime, led 28-20 with just under 2 minutes to go. Southeast Saline went right down the field, scored quickly, got a two-point conversion to tie it at 28. Then they recovered a little pooch kick and then scored moments later with 11 seconds remaining, the game-winning touchdown. And they go on to win it, scoring 16 points in the final 2 minutes, 36-28, the final. Southeast second state title in school history, finish a perfect 13-0 campaign. Nemaw Central's dream of a three-peat comes up just a few plays and seconds short. They end the year at 11-2. Brandon Tapman with an outstanding call last night right here on 92.1 KMZA. Yeah, of course, the 1A title game, we have it right here on 92.1. Centralia trailing halftime to Conway Springs. 21-6. The eight-man Division I state championship is later tonight at 7 o'clock. Hoxie, the heavy favorite, 12-0, number one team in the state against Siltra Plains, who is 10-2. Earlier today, the Axtell Eagles, Fly Eagles Fly, as they soar to another state championship. That is four in a row, never been done at the eight-man level, four in a row like that, 52 wins in a row. Axtell finishes 13-0 for the fourth straight year. They point roll Victoria with 2:01 remaining in the fourth quarter, 15-0. Brendan Proppitt with the call earlier this morning and afternoon on 92.1. Congratulations, Coach Detweiler and his team. And there's a couple of kids on that team that have never lost a single game in their life. I don't know if they lost a game of pig on the driveway, but they've never lost a competitive football game in their life. That's amazing. And Axtell gets it done, winning 50-0. Congratulations to them. And the six-man championship game in Greensburg finished up about an hour ago. Weskin led 35-14 at half over Cunningham. They hang on to win at 49-48. So your state champ, 6A Gardner Edgerton. 5A, we don't know yet. 4A goes to Andover Central. Andale, your 3A champ yet again. 2A title, the southeast of Saline. Don't know yet. Class 1A or 8-man 1. 8-man 2 goes to Axtell. And Weskin is your 6-man champ. Here, 21-6. Conway Springs leading Centralia. Back with the second half in 2 minutes on 92.1 KMZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and ProTech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Wade Gershon with you here in Hutchinson. It's the final game of the three games played here in Hutchinson. New format, Kansas State High School Activity Association, three state title games in Greensburg, three in Emporia, and 2A, 3A, and now 1A here in Hutchinson. I talked to Steve Carpenter here at Hutch. He's a great dude. He's helped us out many years getting ready for ball games. I asked him how it went. He said it's gone pretty smooth for the most part. Have a break between games so everybody can get funneled out from the previous game and get everybody in for the next game. And now Centralia is faced with a 15-point deficit to start the second half. That's the bad news. The good news is that they will get the ball to start this second half of play. Centralia in the white jerseys, black pants, black numerals outlined in the orange-black helmets. Conway Springs in the red jerseys, white numerals, red helmets, white pants, kicking off from left to right from the 40. The lefty, Cade Howell, lets it fly off his left foot. And it spins to a stop at the 10, picked up by Renobaum, the sophomore, angling far side, retreats to the 6, turns it upfield, needs a couple of blocks, squirts through one hole, and then hit hard and dropped there by Howell, the kicker, at around the 23. And that's where Centralia will start, trailing by 15, 21-6. Plenty of the quarterback, the blocking back, Isaac Reineke, and it is Quentin Aldifer at running back, Henry Heidemann, Tyler Jones, Ben Haverkamp receivers, and then you have Aiden Talley, Gage Wimberly, Parker Cook, the center, Tyron Talley, and Mason Stahlbaumer at your offensive line. For Centralia, they start at their own 23 from south to north, from right to left. On your radio dial at the 23 from the far hash. Here is Flinty. Fakes it to Oliver, keeps it running left, and not much there. Derailed at the 24. Gain of one. As a tackle made by none other than Howe. We talked about how good of a player that he is. Flinty just 17 yards on 11 carries tonight. Conway Springs defense, Cooper Caster, Caleb Newell, the DNs, Connor Bidwell, 235, nose guard, outside backers Lane Whitney, Charles May, inside backers Howell and Isaac Winter, corners Grant Fisher and Eli Howard, the safeties Ranger Reap and Logan Osner. 21-6 Conway Springs, second down and 9 for Centralia. Between the numbers, middle of the field at the 24. In motion, coming to our left is Reinecke, handoff is to Rennebaum. Rennebaum able to pick up positive yardage, angling to the left and stood up at the 29. Gain of 5 brings up 3rd down and 4. Whitney there along with Howell again. Rennebaum 2 carries for 4 yards here this evening. Centralia 6 seniors playing their final game, win or lose. Conway Springs with 10 seniors on their roster. Conway 39 kids out for football. 10 seniors, 12 juniors, 6 sophomores, 11 freshmen. Centralia with just 28. 6 seniors, 6 juniors, 8 sophomores, 8 freshmen. Under 11 minutes to play in the third quarter. 21-6 Conway Springs. That is Aldifer split wide to the right. Flinty looks the throw. Looks for Aldifer and the pass is tipped to the line of scrimmage. Coming through off the left defensive end position. Knocking the ball down was Cooper Coster. And wrecks the play with the penetration off the edge. Fourth down and 5 after the incomplete pass. Flinty now 3-7 throwing the pigskin. And Centralia more than likely will punt the football away. They trail 21-6, but back deep in their territory at the 28. From the near hash, Tyler Jones is back to punt it away, standing at his own 16. And back to return is Levi Meese. Good snap. Here's the kick. Return is on. High boot. Nice kick by Jones. Going in a little bit of a wind. Ball's loose and recovered by Centralia. Was there any interference? They will throw the flag. The official does throw the flag. It'll be interference on Centralia. I do believe they recover the loose ball, but the returner needs room to catch the football. So the officials will have a conference at the 37. Once they figure out the call, they may decide where they want to eat later tonight here in Hutchinson. Or they'll stick to business and get to the call quickly, which we appreciate. And it is catcher interference. Punt return interference on Centralia is what we expected. And that looked to be the right call. So at the 38, they will mark it all the way up to the Centralia 47. That's a 15-yard penalty on the Panthers, their first penalty in this 1A state title game. Conway Springs will set up shop in Panther territory, Prime Real Estate, at the 47, moving left to right, leading 21-6 with 10:20 to play in the third quarter. Isaac Winter, Howell, and Fisher are the backs. Osner, the quarterback. Whitney and May are the ends. Conway Springs motions and shifts their offensive line to the right. Howell lines up behind his right tackle, and here is Osner. He keeps it running left. Centralia's there, but an extra surge by the Conway Springs running back Osner to the 45, close to the 44. And on the tackle for Centralia was Aiden Talley, a 6-foot, 190-pound junior, has team-high honors and sacks with 2 along with Parker Cook. Gain of 2 for Osner, who has 88 yards rushing on 9 carries. Centralia defense, Stahlbaumer and Talley the DNs, Parker Cook the nose guard. Second down 8 at the Centralia 45, middle of the field. Direct snap to Winter. Winter, head of steam forward, and is met there by Heidemann, close to the 40. We'll mark it about the 40, 41-yard line. We'll give him a gain of 4. Sets up that third and short. You really think about it, Conway Springs, we talked about how both these offenses don't want to be behind the sticks. They're not known for throwing the football, although Centralia's had a couple of fourth down conversions on long pass plays. But since that first drive with a false start for Conway Springs, they've not been behind the sticks really ever since. Third down and 4 at the Centralia 41. Here is Winter. Lead blocker is Osner, the quarterback. Winter pops through a hole, dives forward, angling left past the 35 to the Panther 34, gain of 7. On third down and 4, Winter very patient and letting his quarterback, Osner, be his lead blocker. Conway Springs, 8 consecutive playoff appearances. their 11th state championship game appearance, 8-2 in title games. And Silver Lake is one that does not like Conway Springs at all. Why? Because 5 of the 8 titles were Conway beating Silver Lake. First down and 10 at the 34. Ozer goes in motion. Instead, it's a quick hitter to the fullback. Howe carries 3 Panthers on his back and around his legs all the way down 24. Gain of 10. Move the chains. First down. Just power of football. Howe, second carry of the night for 17 yards. Conway Springs won the title in 98 over Fredonia. They won it in 2001. Then 02, 03, 04. And 08, and then 2011 and 23. But 5 of those 8 titles against Silver Lake. That last one last year in the snow and haze over JCN, 35-6, their first 1A title. 8:20 to go here in the third quarter. Centralia trailing 21-6 from the far hash, moving left to right. Osner barks out the signals, gets the snap from Lang, runs right, gets a block, trying to get to the perimeter, cuts back and then drilled from behind, in the back. Nice hit there, applied by Heideman at the 22, a gain of 2 for Osner. Second down and long for Conway Springs. Tuning in a little bit late, our area well-represented in state championship game, Nemaw Central State runner-up, denied a three-peat last night on this field in Axtell. 4 straight state championships, 52 wins in a row. Conway Springs eating precious clock. Panthers down by 15. Conway Springs has a football from the near hash this time. Osner gets the call. It's his turn, running left, runs into a barricade of Panthers. Push back, the initial surge stopped at the 19. Gain of 3 for the Cardinal quarterback. And on the stop for Centralia, Grady Becker over there had a big game last week. Double-digit tackles against Rossville. Mason Staubalmer and Flinty also in the area. So a gain of just a few there for Osner, who's closing in on 100-yard night. Winter with 84 yards rushing. Approaching 7 minutes to play, third quarter. Conway Springs leading by 2 scores, trying to push it out to 3. Enter the Panther red zone at the 20. Osner, a wing back lined up right. Winter gets the direct snap. Angles left. Cuts back. Breaks the tackle. He's at the 10, the 5. England far pylon. Touchdown, Conway Springs. Isaac Winter from 20 yards out. And Conway now in complete control, if they weren't already, 27-6, pending the extra point with 6:46 to play in the third quarter of the 1A title game here from Hutch. ...20-yard pickup and the touchdown from Winter. He's now over 100 yards rushing on the night, and his second rushing touchdown of the evening. 27-6, Conway Springs. Here comes the extra point by Binge. Winter is the holder. Snapper is Osner. Good snap. Hold. Kick on the way by Binge. Can he keep his perfect season intact, kicking extra points? He does. 28-6, Conway Springs. 6:46 to go, third quarter from Hutch. Back in 30 seconds on 92.1 KMZA.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Conway Springs, 7 plays, 77-yard drive. And so Centralia now down 28-6. Well, Centralia had a 3-and-out, had to punt the football on their first drive of the second half, and that was one of those situations where you really felt like Centralia needed to put something together offensively to start the second half, unable to do so. And Conway Springs in complete control, 28-6. But there is a lot of football to be played. We still have almost 19 minutes to go in this one. Howe to kick it off from the 40, from left to right. Hit a perfect high arcing pooch kick recovered against Valley Heights last week. And here is the high, short pooch kick. Calling a fair catch, and Trey, well coached, ready for it. And that was Tyler Jones calling for the fair catch far side at the 38. So Centralia will start there. Trailing by 22. Centralia, six seniors on this roster. Of course, they won state titles back in 09, 11, and 13. 09, they snapped the long winning streak of Smith Center. 2011, beat La Crosse in a great game and then blew out La Crosse in 13, 61-0. Won the title for Smith Center, a close one, 18, 14, and 19. That was their last state title appearance. Here's Fuente running right. Finally has some room to roam out to the 45. Gain of 7, second down and 3. Winter with the tackle. And that is Fuente's longest carry of the night. 12 carries, 24 yards for Fuente. You're tuning in late. Conway Springs blocked a quarterback punt on a fourth down play. Returned at 58 yards by Grant Fisher. They led 7-0. Centralia made it 7-6, and it's been Conway ever since, 21 unanswered. Here's Fuente running left, now angling back right, wrapped up by Howell. Gain of a yard to the 46. Fuente to Ben Haverkamp on a 21-yard touchdown pass on a 4th and 11. Made it 7-6 midway through the first. Conway a 12-play, 59-yard drive. Winter a 3-yard run, made it 14-6 early in the second. 3-play, 93-yard drive. Fisher a 33-yard run, made it 21-6 before halftime. Centralia drove down to the Conway Springs 8 before half, but turnover on downs. Conway a 7-play drive that went 77 yards for a touchdown, 20-yard run by Winter. Here's the direct snap to the quarterback, Fuente, and we have some movement. Centralia with a 3rd and 2, could be 3rd and 7 in a moment. Dead ball, false start. So Centralia with just their second penalty of the night, but it's a costly one. Turns a 3rd and manageable 2 into a 3rd and long 7. Ball resting far hash at the 41. Centralia has not lost since week 2 to Mid-Buchanan, Missouri, who went undefeated until they lost and went 12-0, lost in the state quarters in Class 2 in Missouri. Conway Springs standing defense there. Fans on our side near the press box. There's Fuente, fakes, keeps, tries to get the outside on a little sweep. Cuts back, nice move, way to meander his way close to a first down. They mark him out at the 47. He needed 7, he picked up 6. And so now Centralia in a must convert fourth down situation. 4th and 1. They need the 48 for a first. Centralia trailing 28-6. Of course, Centralia wants to save those timeouts, so let's see what they've drawn up. Power formation out of the single wing attack. Fuente bends down, gets the snap. He keeps it running right, and he just powers his way through the initial line of scrimmage. Has a first down. Very determined run by Fuente. He gains 3 to the 49. Move the chains. First down and 10 for the Panther offense. Now, Centralia's had some close games this year. Win over Valley Heights week 1, 20-14. Riverside 34-28. Olpe was a tough game for him, 40-26, but got past Onega, Olpe, Colgan, and Rossville to get to this point in the playoffs. Conway Springs cruised past Bennington, Marion, Plainville, and Valley Heights to make it to the state title game here in Hutch. 4:36 and ticking in this third quarter. 28-6 Conway Springs. Fuente in the pistol. Out of the single wing look. Play action. Rolls left. Being chased by Howell and Coster. Throws. And it is caught by Haverkamp. Comes back to his quarterback at the 41. Nice job coming back to help his quarterback was Haverkamp. It's a gain of 10 and a first down. Where Fuente had to go a long way against his body, being chased by Cooper Coster, and also chasing him down was Howell. And Fuente had to throw against his body, took a hit as he delivered the pass, and Haverkamp did a great job coming back to meet the ball on the near side at the 40. They mark him down at the 41. So Fuente, 80 yards passing, all 4 pass completions to Ben Haverkamp. So first down and 10 at the Conway 41, moving to our left from south to north here at Gowan Stadium in Hutch. Direct snap to Fuente, fakes it to Altifer, keeps it, and the senior quarterback to the 36, wrapped up there by Ranger Reap safety. He gain of 5 for Flint East. Centralia in a must-score situation, down 28-6. Both these teams usually, unless they play against competition that they dominate, they can score quickly with the running attack, but these two teams playing against each other, both really good defenses. You don't expect either team to score just like that when you click your fingers. It's going to take a little bit of time to matriculate the ball down the field, as the old Chiefs head coach Hank Stram would say. Two receivers wide to the right for Centralia. Flinty in the pistol, running left. Gets a block from Heidemann, gets to the outside. No, he cannot. Winters there to string it out and drop Flinty. No gain on the play at the 36, might even lost the yard. There's no doubt Conway Springs is keying on Flinty. There's no question about it. Sometimes you can key on a guy and still can't stop him. See Carter Hike and Nemaw Central last night against Southeast of Saline. What a run for the Thunder. Three straight championship appearances, two titles, state runner-up. I know they wanted to have a three-peat, but it's a heck of an accomplishment to get state title game 3 years in a row and win two out of those three. Third down and 5 at the 36 from the left hash for Centralia, trailing by 22. Flinty gets the snap, hands it off to Aldifer, running wide right. There's penetration, being chased, and Aldifer is strung out and tackled all the way far side to 38, lost a yard. All right, those sweeps are early on. Aldifer had a couple of good runs to the outside, but Conway Springs has made adjustments as you had Fisher out there along with Osner and Howell and Coster, and Aldifer had to run parallel line of scrimmage. You can get a running back running parallel line of scrimmage, advantage defense. A loss of 1 for Quentin Aldifer, his first carry of the second half. Lindsay's carried it 7 times in the second half. Centralia faced with a 4th down and 7. Far hash mark at the Conway Springs 38. Jones and Heidemann split to the left. Reineke lined up as a tight end on the left, and a timeout called by Conway Springs. It's the first time we've seen that type of formation. 3 receivers left. Conway Springs saw that, wants to talk it over. Timeout Cardinals, 28-6 Conway Springs, back in 30 on 92.1 KMZA.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
1 minute, 53 seconds remaining in the third quarter of the 1A state championship game. Wade Gerstner along with studio engineer Kirk Kilman here on 92.1 KMZA, online KMZAFM.com, and the free MSC radio app. If you haven't got that app yet, it's free. You can listen to all of our family of stations. We have 6 that you can listen to right there on the free MSC radio app. Centralia faced with a 4th and 7. Conway Springs called the timeout. Panther offense on the field. Heidemann is the wing back on the left, and the slot left is Runnabomb, and wide left is Jones. 2 receivers right, empty backfield. Want to set up a screen. Flinty throws it over to Aldifer, crossing the field to 40 to the 38. And Conway Springs snuffs it out. They were ready for it. Charles May, good coverage. Also there was Fisher. They set up a screen. They let the jailbreak happen with the defensive front line, but the linebackers who were so good for Conway Springs, I mean really good, May, Howell, Winter, and Whitney, and they were there to make the play on Aldifer on that little crossing pattern on a screen over the middle. And no gain on the play on a 4th and 7 turnover on downs. So Conway Springs takes over at their own 33-yard line. Run it with Winter, and he dives forward to the 41. Tackled there by Parker Cook. So a gain of 3 for Winter, has 2 touchdown runs, 107 yards on the night. So Centralia, an 8-play drive that ends on downs at the Conway Springs 38. Minute 18 and ticking in this third quarter. Conway Springs has led the entire way. Second down and 8 from the 40. Here's Osner running left. Find a crease, and then that crease closes in a hurry. Excellent pursuit by the Centralia defense. Forward progress to the 44 as Mason Stahlbaumer over there for Centralia. And also Heidemann along with Reineke and Cook and Talley. Gain on the play of four for Osner. He's closing in on a 100-yard night. Osner's had five games where he's rushed for over 100 yards this year, actually six. And Winter has run for over 100 yards in 10 of the 11 games he's played. He missed one game against South Sumner County due to a bruise. Lang, the center, brings him out to the line of scrimmage, middle of the field at the 44. Conway springs with the ball in their own territory, lean 28-6. Could be the final play of the third quarter. Here is Winter, breaks through. He's far side 40, 35-30. It's a sprint, and it will be won by Winter again. This time from 56 yards out. Centralia put a lot of men in the box, and once he broke that first wave of defenders, it was a foot race and run a bomb. Didn't have enough time to catch up with the angle from his corner position, and Winter, with his third touchdown run of the night, he now has a hat trick, this one from 56. Conway takes just three plays to go 62 yards, and they've blown it open, 34-6, with 17 seconds remaining in the third quarter. And we talked about earlier in the game, in the first quarter, can Centralia, can they hold up in a full four-quarter game against the size of that offensive line for Conway Springs? And you wonder if they're starting to wear down a little bit here. 34-6, Conway Springs going for two. And this is Binge, the kicker, to throw on an out, incomplete. Good coverage, Aldifer. Going to the far pylon, the front of the end zone. The intended target was Howe, and incomplete. Good coverage by Aldifer. 34-6 Conway Springs. 17 seconds go third quarter. Timeout on the field back in 30 seconds on 92.1 KMZA.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershner back with you. Up at the press box, right on the 50-yard line. Centralia trailing Conway Springs in the 1A title game, 34-6. Big thanks to our sponsors. They include Seneca Baileyville Veterinary Services, Hilltop Creations, Honeyman Ford, Farm Bureau Financial with Kirk Peterson, Cook & Company, Blue Valley Trailers, Elmer's Repair, Farmers Union Insurance, Jerry Nolte there in Seneca, Countryside Feed, Blue Valley Technologies. A big thanks to all of our sports boosters that you've heard throughout the broadcast and throughout the year on every single one of our games on 92.1. All three of our state title games, last night, Nemaha Central against Southeast, Axtell against Victoria earlier today, and this title game in 1A between Centralia and Conway Springs, all three happen to be right here on 92.1. Three teams from our area making the state finals. And right now, we're staring a 1-2 record in the face unless Centralia can come back. Here's the kickoff. It goes inside the five. Runnebaum goes down to grab it at the three. Runnebaum on the return and drilled at the 12. Well, the ball went past Runnebaum and then skidded to a stop at the five, or actually about the three. Runnebaum wisely had to go back and get it, and then it was trouble. So Centralia will start at their own 12. Their field position in the second half hasn't been ideal, although they did have an opportunity, decent field position on the first drive of the third quarter, but a three and out had to punt the football. 12 seconds remaining in the third quarter. They'll start from their own 12, moving to our left. In the white jerseys, black pants, black helmets, Flinty, the quarterback, looking for the direct snap. He gets it. He spins, turns, fakes it, and then is tackled, wrapped up there by Cooper Coster. Newell got penetration in the backfield. Flinty spun forward for a positive gain of 2 to the 14, brings us to the end of the third quarter. Conway Springs, 34, Centralia 6, back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute on 92.1 KMZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They will come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you would like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn, Gail, or Chris at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
As a small-town veterinarian, I enjoy getting to know each patient and client. Hi, I'm Dr. Rebecca Bowen with Seneca Baileyville Veterinary Services. With over 50 years of combined experience, we are able to provide both quality and affordable care for a large variety of small animal services. To schedule an appointment, call myself or Dr. Sam Roddinghouse at 336-2456 or Dr. Erica Burkett at 336-6647.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Gallen Stadium here in Hutchinson, the host of three state title games, a 2A title game last night, 3A title game earlier today, and now the 1A state championship game here on a Saturday evening. State champions, Gardner-Edgerton in 6A, 4A goes Andover Central, Andale the 3A champ, Southeast Lena 2A champ, Axel 8-man Division 2 champ, 6-man champ is Weskin. And Conway Springs is 12 minutes away from being the 1A state champion and would have their ninth state title and sixth perfect season in school history. And that third back-to-back. Here is Flinty running left and not much doing out to the 17, a gain of three. Well, it's so difficult to come back in any game, but when you're playing a team like Conway Springs and you're not known as a passing team, and you're down 28 with one quarter to play, it is an extreme uphill climb facing the Panthers. A daunting task, to say the least. Conway Springs defense giving up just 12 points per game this year. The most points that Conway gave up this season was 28 to Bennington, but they won 59-28. Third down. Scoreboard is first and 10. Third down and 5. Here is Flinty, keeps it, bounces left of the hash mark, dives forward to the 25, and marks him at the 26, gain of 9 and a first down for the Panthers, and that is the best run of the night for Jacob Flinty. Well, we talk about the tradition of these teams. You know, Jacob Flinty and Ben Haverkamp were seventh graders. They were managers on the 2019 team that went 12-1, won the 1A title, beating Smith Center 18-14. Conway Springs, they have 11 dads that have combined, have 13 kids on this team. Those 11 dads were part of state championship teams when they played at Conway. Now they have 13 kids between the 11 of them that are playing on this team trying to win a state title. As Flinty fumbles the snap, tries to pop back on top of it, barely does before Coster got there. Flinty piled on top of the 21, a loss of 5 as Flinty, second time he is unable to handle the snap. That one looked to be a little bit low. Coach Beeler saying back-to-back would be special. Matt Beeler, the head coach, has won two titles, but has never gone back-to-back as a head coach. Here's Flinty running right, and he's spun down rudely back to the 24. Ranger Reap was in there on the tackle. Also was Osner along with, you probably have guessed it by now, Howell's there, and also was Coster. So gain of 3 for Flinty, and Centralia faced with a third down and 12. 9:50 to go in this fourth quarter. Conway Springs 34, Centralia 6. Conway Springs has scored the last 27 points in this one. They led at halftime 21-6. Outscored Centralia 13-0 third quarter. Wing back left. Fullback is Reinecke. Here's Aldifer on the direct snap. Spins out of one tackler, dives forward to the 27. Osner, nice man-on-man tackle on Aldifer. A gain of just a couple. And it brings up a fourth down and 9 for the Panther offense. And they need to go for it. Trailing 34-6. And if they don't go for it, then you wave the white flag if they're punting. So Conway Springs, they won their first title in 98 and then had that amazing stretch where they went four straight season undefeated in 01, 02, 03, and 04. In 02, 03, 04, they beat Silver Lake all 3 years, and the Odyssey in 01. And then their next title was 08 against Silver Lake. They went 12-2, 13-1, and 11 when they won it all against Silver Lake. And Centralia is going to punt the ball away. Tyler Jones, end-over-end kick, line drive, and it rolls to a stop at the 33. Conway Springs will have it down there by Mason Stahlbaumer. So Centralia's down 34-6, and you have a 4th and 9. Coach Holthaus says we'll go ahead and punt the football, and that you know, in essence, it's kind of the white flag there because, you know, it could get really, really out of hand if you get stopped there at your own, what was it, 24-yard line? Conway had a 62-game winning streak, as I mentioned. That was the third longest in state history. Smith Center, the longest, was 79. And then Axtell now, not too far behind, with 52 in a row and 8-man, too. So Conway Springs takes over at their own 33. Moving to our left, it's a direct snap to the fullback, which is Howell, and he fumbled it, picks it back up, and moves forward for a gain of 2. He has 3 carries for 19 yards tonight. Well, Centralia, this is a team that I don't think a lot of people thought Centralia would make it all the way to the 1A title game. There was a lot of talk about, you know, Jackson Heights undefeated, and they had a heck of a year, didn't trail all year, had a 17-point lead against Rossville. Rossville, a lot of people talking about them as being going down to 1A, a title contender, and they were. And people talked about Colgan dominating down in southeast Kansas, and Centralia went down and whipped Colgan, held Rossville to 9, and punched their ticket to the state championship game, but they run into a buzzsaw. Here's Winter, and he breaks free. He's gone at the 40, Centralia 30, to the 20, to the 10. Now he goes back to the middle field, goes to the 1, and takes a knee. He takes a knee at the 1 and does not score the touchdown. Interesting. 64 yards for Winter. I wonder, 64 yards, 227 yards now on the night for Winter on 19 carries. I wonder if he's setting this up for maybe a teammate to score a touchdown from the 1. There is a senior, Connor Rusko, who's missed the last couple games with a broken left hand. Winter is in the backfield along with Osner, 64-yard gallop for Winter. And he went back in the middle of the field and took a knee. Here's Osner running it in for a touchdown. It does appear, yes, from 1 yard out. Well, I wonder if Winter was wanting to make sure his teammate Osner got a touchdown in the state title game. Very interesting. I thought he was just taking a little time off the clock as he fired through a hole on the left side, and there was nobody to catch him. He was 10 yards ahead of everybody to the second level, sprinted towards the end zone, along the numbers, and then went back in the middle of the field and took a knee at the 1, and then I thought, well, maybe they're trying to get some kid that hasn't played very much a touch, and instead it's Ozen, the quarterback, but it is his first touchdown of the game. So a 1 yard touchdown after a 60-yard jump by Winter. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick on the way by Binge is perfect. 41-6 Conway Springs, 7:16 to go in the third quarter, back in 1 minute on 92.1 KMZA.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, this one getting out of hand. Conway Springs 41, Centralia 6, 7 minutes and 16 seconds to go in this 1A state title game. A lot of the state title games have been very tight, some amazing endings, but not the case in the 8-man Division 2 state title game earlier today. Axtell continuing their dominance at that level. They're winning their 52nd in a row, 4th straight title. As they won 50-0, game call with 2:01 to go in the fourth quarter earlier today in Greensburg, knocking off Victoria to the Eagles. And now Conway Springs looking to go back-to-back, leading 41-6 against Centralia. The kickoff returned by Alda from the 9, angles back near side of the field, and then is drilled and clobbered at the 22. Boy, the physicality of Conway Springs. Centralia's felt that a little bit tonight, no question. 13-yard return for Alderfer. Yeah, you know, you look ahead to next year. It's never too early to look ahead to next year, right? But the six seniors Centralia loses are quarterback Jacob Fuente, Henry Heidemann, Van Haverkamp, Parker Cook, Gage Wimberly, and Mason Stahlbaumer. But, you know, offensively, you're going to return Tyler Jones and Quentin Aldifer and your fullback, your blocking back, Isaac Reineke. But obviously you're going to miss all of those seniors, as you always do. So Centralia will take over at their own 23-yard line. Here is Flinty running left. Can he bounce outside? He does. To the 30. To the 35. Far sideline, 42, and wrestled to the turf there by Osner. 19-yard gain, the biggest gain of the night for Flinty. 23 carries for 70 yards. That's 3 yards a carry for Jacob Flinty, coming in averaging 7 yards per tote on the season. Under 7 minutes to go in this 1A state title game, Conway Springs in control, 41-6. Looking for state championship number 9. And if they hang on here, that would be 9 titles and 11 tries, and 6 of the 9 titles would be perfect seasons. Here's Flinty on a little quarterback read, fakes it, and goes forward to the 45. Wrapped up there by Bidwell along with Winter. Flinty, a pickup of 3. Now Conway Springs, you're tuning in a little bit late. They blocked a quarterback pooch punt. It was blocked and returned 58 yards, but Grant Fisher, 7-0 to Conway Springs. And Centralia, 21-yard touchdown pass on a 4th-and-11 from Flinty to Ben Haverkamp, made it 7-6. Conway scored on a 12-play drive to make it 14-6. Then a 3-play, 93-yard drive. Grant Fisher, a 33-yard run, made it 21-6 at halftime. And it's been all Conway in the second half. 21-0 on the board in the second half. There's the handoff to the fullback. Check that, it's not Reineke, not Flinty, and it's not Aldifer. I think that's Heidemann with the carry. First time he's carried it this evening. And Henry is dropped immediately. A loss of a yard for Heidemann. Heidemann coming into this ball game, carrying it 50 times, averaging 6 yards a carry and 10 touchdowns. But the first carry tonight for the senior slot back, wing back for Centralia. Both teams, as we talked about, run the single wing. We've seen Centralia run a few spinners, but those have not been very effective. Here's a spinner. This time, Flinty, instead of keeping it, hands it off to Aldifer. Aldifer, a strong run on the left side, pushes forward. His surge to the 50, pickup of 6, brings up a 4th-and-2 for Centralia. Aldifer, the sophomore, 10 carries for 69 yards. Cole Aldifer's dad called games of his back in the day, the first time I worked for the company. And so you've got to be proud of Quentin and what a year he has had as a sophomore. So they officially mark it at the 49. 4th-and-1 for Centralia, trading 41-6. Flinty running right, and he has a 1st down. And you know Jacob's going to run hard no matter what the score is, no matter what the game is. To the Conway Springs 47, he stood up there, but it's enough for a 1st down. Gain of 3. Move the sticks, move the chains. 1st down and 10 for the Panther offense, and the clock winds again. 4:24 and ticking in this 4th quarter. 1A state title game. Conway Springs 41, Centralia 6. Conway Springs 7-play, 77-yard drive. Winter a 20-yard run. Then Winter a 56-yard run late in the 3rd. Then Winter a 64-yard run. Took a knee at the 1. Osner ran it in on the next play. Those are the 3 touchdowns in the 2nd half. 41-6 Conway. There's a spinner by Flinty. He keeps it and trucks a defender up to the 40. He ran over poor Eli Howard, 5'8", 150, and Jacob laying the wood, the lumber, as an offensive player, trucked Howard, but he hung on for dear life from down at the 39, actually they'll say the 40. So a gain of 7 for Flinty, who's closing in on a 100-yard night, but a lot of these yards coming up in a 4th quarter where the game is well decided. But you love the effort from Flinty. You love the effort of these kids. Of course, Roger Holthouse done a heck of a job with this team. I talked to some people who have been around the program for a long time for Centralia. We'll finish that thought in a moment. Flinty, direct snap, running left, and he's brought down by Bidwell. Parker Cook, a nice lead block to the 36. It's a gain of 4, another 1st down for Centralia. A few people in Centralia tell me, they said, you know, what's been great and fun and satisfying about this run by Centralia state title game is it's a little bit unexpected. I mean, the goals and expectations every year for Centralia, hey, we want to win a state title. They've got 4 in their history, and this is their 8th title appearance. They'll be 4-4 now after 8 title appearances with a loss here today. But this is a team that, like I said, everybody's talking about Rossville, Jackson Heights, Colgan. Everybody said Conway was going to be in the title game, but not a lot of people said Centralia would be a few weeks ago, but Centralia played their best football late. Now, Flinty breaks a couple tackles right through the middle of that Conway Springs defense and carries a final defender all the way up to the 25. What a run by Flinty, who now has 28 carries for 98 yards, gain of 11, and another first down for Centralia. And now we have a Conway Springs Cardinal player late to get up, but it looks like he's okay. That's in the form of Connor Rusko, who broke his left hand against Marion, has a club on the left arm. He's a senior, so he gets to play in the state championship game. So this has been a heck of a run by Centralia. Unexpected to some that follow the program. Thought it would be a good year, but keep in mind, only 3 offensive, 5 defensive starters back from a team that went 8-2 a year ago. Conway had a lot more coming back, 7 offensive, 8 defensive starters, but they did lose All-State running back Braden Coons, ran for over 2,800 yards a year ago, and a Shrine Bowl player. Here's a spinner by Flinty. He keeps it running right and runs into a wall of Conway Springs defenders. A wall, a sea of red, as Howell, the linebacker, in there again for Conway Springs. A loss of 1 for Flinty. 2:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Conway Springs 41, Centralia 6. But the Centralia team, after a close win in week 1, got their butts kicked, is what Coach Holtow said, against Mid-Buchanan. Then strung together convincing wins against Onega, Donovan West, Marhill, Mount Academy, Horton. Got by Troy, got by Riverside, and then in playoffs, Onega, Olpe. Great win there. Colgan, and then Rossville. But it ends against Conway Springs. Flinty, back to throw. Goes deep, and it is intercepted. Jumping up and snatching it for the pick is Grant Fisher. And what a way to put a book in on that young man's night. The senior had a block punt return for a touchdown to start the scoring and comes up with a defensive play to put this one away for good. With a minute 33 to play, Fisher with the INT at the 12-yard line. Centralia trying to take a shot there. Down 41-6. Flinty, just his 4th interception he's thrown this year with 11 touchdown passes. And Fisher with that pick, that was his 2nd of the year. Conway Springs forcing 24 turnovers this year. Now Conway can go into the victory formation, starting at their own 12. Instead, they'll just hand it off. This is Howell, and he carries a couple of Panthers, including Tyler Jones, all the way up to the 22. A gain of 10. Aldifer also assisting on the stop. That's a kid you like to have back if you're Conway Springs. Howell, leading tackler on the team with 92, 3 fumble recoveries. A blocking back does the dirty work in the single-wing offense. Minute 10 to go. 41-6 Conway Springs. First down and 10, and now it appears that Conway Springs will run the most popular formation in football, especially for coaches, and that's the victory formation. They take a knee. They'll have to take one more knee to make it complete. While Centralia maybe wasn't expected to make this run all the way to the state title game, Conway Springs was expected to be here. They had the bullseye on their back every single week. Close call against Garden Plain early in the year. They were down at halftime multiple times, 3 times to be exact. Came back and won those games second half as Ozer takes another knee and the clock winds, 24 and ticking. So Conway Springs had pressure. Number 1 team all year preseason rankings. They're favored to go back-to-back, and they have accomplished it. And what a 2-week run here. They blew out Valley Heights 55-22, and they dominate Centralia, especially in the second half. And they win it by a final of 41-6 to cap yet another undefeated state championship season as they finish 13-0 and their 9th state title in school history. Centralia ends their fantastic season with a record of 11-2 in their first loss since week 2 and their only loss of the year to a team from the state of Kansas. The teams meet at the H at midfield for the handshake line. You know there'll be great sportsmanship there. Centralia gave it their best shot, but at the end, Conway Springs, just the better team tonight, and Conway Springs, a well-deserved undefeated state championship. Stay tuned. Our post-game show is on the way, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Conway Springs, your 2024 1A state champion. They knock off the Centralia Panthers by a final of 41-6. Back with our post-game show after this two-and-a-half-minute break on 92.1 KMZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, welcome to our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Stay tuned later. We'll have our player of the game brought to you by the Farmer State Bank as Centralia ends up being your 1A state runner-ups as they fall to Conway Springs. The Cardinals hoisting the state championship trophy. Centralia getting the state runner-up trophy as Conway Springs wins it by a final of 41-6. People ask me, what's the key tonight for Centralia? And I said it's going to start up front. They're giving up about 30 pounds per man on average. Can they withstand that? And early on, they were fine. Conway Springs had a false start, and then they ended up punting the football away to Conway Springs. Centralia got the ball, and they end up having to punt the football on a fourth down quarterback punt, but Flinty's punt was blocked. Returned 58 yards for a touchdown on the far sideline by Grant Fisher. Extra point by Eli Binge made it 7-0 Conway Springs, 7:20 left first quarter. Centralia had an answer, though. Six-play, 58-yard drive. Ben Haberkamp, a 21-yard touchdown catch from Flinty on a 4th and 11. Huge play. He backpedaled, caught it, falling down on his back. Two-point conversion failed, 7-6 Conway with 5:15 to go first quarter. Then the Cardinals go on a 12-play, 59-yard drive, and it was Isaac Winter, a 3-yard run on a 3rd and goal. Binge, the extra point, made it 14-6 Conway, 6 seconds into the second quarter. After a 3-and-out for Centralia's offense, it was Conway Springs, 3 plays, 93 yards from their own 7. It was bang, bang, bang. 11 yards, 49 yards, and then a 33-yard scamper by Grant Fisher. Extra point by Binge made it 21-6 Conway Springs, 8:46 to go second quarter. And then you really go back to it. Could have Centralia made this a game after being down 21-6? It had to happen on that drive there before halftime. They convert a 3rd and 7 on a 27-yard pass from Flinty to Haberkamp. Convert a 4th and 10, 22-yard pass to Haberkamp down to 11. Eventually, Centralia turned it over on downs on a 4th down pass incomplete by Flinty at the Conway Springs 8. And that was really the last legitimate chance for Centralia to score against this stingy Conway Springs defense. If you score there, it's 21-12, maybe 21-14 to get the two-point conversion going to halftime. Instead, Centralia was stopped, and really it was all Conway Springs the rest of the way. 21-6 at halftime, then Conway Springs, first drive of the second half, 7 plays, 77 yards, and Isaac Winter went nuts, 20-yard touchdown run, extra point good, made it 28-6. Then Winter, 56-yard touchdown scamper with 17 seconds to go third quarter, extra point made it, actually they went for two, so it failed, 34-6 Conway Springs, and then the fourth quarter Winter had a 64-yard run, could easily have scored, went to the middle of the field, took a knee at the one, and then Osner ran it in on the very next play, and that gave you your final with extra point by Binge. 41-6, Conway Springs finishes undefeated at 13-0, undefeated for the sixth time in their 9 state championship seasons, now 9-2 in their 11 title game appearances. Centralia, well, I guess you got to wait for an odd-numbered year. Even number years have not been kind to Centralia from the standpoint of winning a title. All their championships in odd-numbered years, in 09, 11, 13, and most recently in 2019. They are now 4-4 in state championship games as Conway Springs wins here tonight 41-6. We're going to take one more timeout. Our player of the game coming up. And also we'll go through the individual and team totals and wrap it up here from Hutchison as Conway Springs is your 1A state champion, knocking off Centralia tonight 41-6. Back after this on 92.1 KMZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this matter are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Wade Gerstner back with you one final time. Big thank you to Kirk Kilman, our studio engineer, for handling everything on our three title games over the course of the last 24 hours with the 2A title game last night and then the 8-man Division II game earlier today and then the 1A title game here this evening. And we'll go through the individual stats, team stats, and then we'll give you the player of the game here in just a moment. Let's start with Conway Springs. Isaac Winter, 19 carries, 227 yards, and 3 touchdown runs. Could have easily had a fourth. Took a knee at the one. Let Osner run it in for his only touchdown run of the night. Junior quarterback, 13 carries, 98 yards, and a touch. Grant Fisher, 3 carries, 35 yards, and a touchdown. And he had the blocked punt return for a touchdown from 58 yards. Cade Howe, the blocking back, 4 carries for 30. Conway Springs came in having only thrown the ball 48 times all year. They had 4,000 yards rushing, just 333 yards passing. Did not attempt a single pass tonight. Didn't need to. Centralia, meanwhile, they were led by Jacob Flinty on the ground with 28 carries for 107 yards. Quentin Aldifer, 10 carries for 71. Dagan Rennebaum, 2 for 4. Henry Heideman, 1 for negative 1. Isaac Reineke, 1 for 2 yards. Jacob Flinty throwing the football in his final game as a Panther. The senior was 5 of 10 for 80 yards and a touchdown and threw that interception late in the ball game when the game was well decided. Quentin Aldifer, a catch for no yards. Ben Haverkamp, the favorite target of Flinty, 4 catches, 80 yards, including a 21-touchdown reception. Go through the team numbers here. Centralia, 53 snaps from scrimmage. Conway Springs, 41. All runs. Conway Springs, 41 carries for 386 yards, which is over 9 yards per rush. Centralia eating passing yards to go with 159 on the ground. Total for Centralia this evening in regards to yardage was 239. 239 for Centralia. Conway Springs ends up with 386 yards all on the ground. And turnovers, Centralia did throw the one interception late, had a couple of fumbles, but they recovered both of those. Had two penalties for 20 yards. Conway Springs just one penalty of 5 yards. Neither team had a sack, and Conway Springs did not turn the ball over or have any balls, footballs on the turf either. Very clean game played by Conway Springs here in the state championship tilt. It's time for our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. I'm going to go with Ben Haverkamp tonight for Centralia. No question, he had a big night, and every time they need a big play in third or fourth and long, he seemed to deliver the 21-yard touchdown catch, an amazing adjustment, catching it, backpedaling, landing on his back, hauling it in for a touchdown on a fourth and 11. And that was only a touchdown tonight for Centralia. Had a big 27-yard pickup on third and 7, 22-yard pickup, amazing, boggling. The ball was being bobbled, and Tyler Jones is right there fighting for the ball, and somehow he had the concentration to grab it and catch it at the 11 for a 22-yard pickup on a fourth down and long. Then had a 10-yard pickup later, doing a nice job coming back to the quarterback. And then Haverkamp was very active defensively. The senior leads the team 107 tackles on the year and had another big night with a lot of tackles again here tonight against Conway Springs. So senior Ben Haverkamp is our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank for Centralia. If you had to choose one for Conway Springs, it's pretty clear. That would be the running back Isaac Winter, who finishes his season with 26 touchdowns on the year, and he also ends up running for over 1,900 yards. He's a senior, so that was his final game as well. He had 19 carries, turned 27 yards, and 3 touchdown runs tonight. Big thank you here to a lot of people, as this is our last football broadcast of the year on our family of stations. Just so happens that all three of the state title games right here on 92.1 KMZA. But I want to take a moment and first of all congratulate the seniors for both these teams. For Centralia, Jacob Plenty, Henry Heidemann, Ben Haverkamp, Parker Cook, Gage Wimberly, and Mason Stahlbaumer. They did a heck of a job there 4 years at Centralia. And as with any senior class, they will be missed, and it's up to the junior class to step up and fill that void next year along with younger kids as well. We wish all six of those Centralia Panther seniors best of luck in the future. And as a championship game, win or lose, it is your final game. 10 seniors for Conway Springs, Grant Fisher, Eli Howard, Lane Whitney, Isaac Winter, Charles May, Connor Rusko, Cade Howe, Cooper Coster, and Gage Schmidt. So best of luck to those 16 young men in their future endeavors. Also, big thank you to our board ops throughout the year running games for us on all of our stations. Big thank you to Brandon Tadman and to Crendon Prophet, Tom Kautz, and if I left anybody out, all of our play-by-play announcers, color analysts, great job throughout the season. Big thank you as well to Jake and Boz with the scoreboard show, doing a great job with that out on location there late in the year, which was extremely fun. And a big thank you to our sponsors that make it possible, our sports boosters throughout the year on all of our family of stations. And a big thank you tonight to State Farm Insurance, Tom Hilbert, Community National Bank, Life Care Center of Seneca, SBS Insurance, Stahlbaumer Lumber, First Heritage Bank, Highland Community College, Medical Arts Pharmacy, Hine and True Valley, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, Midwest Crop Insurance, Helena Agri Enterprises, United Bank and Trust, Suther Building Supply, Allstate Insurance, Brian Green Agent, Nemaha Valley Motors, Bob Schwartz Financial, and Silver Lake. Also, a big thank you to Blue Valley Technologies, Countryside Feed, Farmers Union Insurance, Jerry Nolte Agent, Elmer's Repair, Blue Valley Trailers, Cook & Company, Farm Bureau Financial, Kirk Peterson, Honeyman Ford, Hilltop Creations, and Seneca Baileyville Veterinary Services. Without the sponsors, without our board operators, without our announcers, without our group of stations, and so many people behind the scenes that make things work as well. And of course, we and Justin, of course, with the Holton Channel, him and Tanking, and you've got Seth for the Hiawatha Channel, and we got so many people that did a great job throughout the year. I think Zach and Dan and the Cobra Channel. If I leave anybody out, not trying to. If I do, I apologize. But we've got four video channels, Logan Bitterman and the Sabetha Channel. So big thanks for all of them for a successful season. Doing all the video channels for those four schools, and then all of our radio broadcasts as well, and then BTAT, our sports director, and doing all of those locker room chats and our football pigskin preview magazine, along with the help of Crendon and many others as well. So if I left anybody out, I didn't mean to, but certainly it takes a village to put together what we do when it comes to local sports coverage, and it's just it's never about one person, much like a team sport. There's no I in team, and there is no There is no, I guess there's an I in radio, but there is no I with our team behind the scenes. Of course, big thank you to Kathy as well, that keeps everybody in line at the station. And once again, if I left anybody out, I profusely apologize because I don't have it listed. I'm just kind of winging it. But thank you to all of those people. So it's time for one last scoring update before the football season is over. Basketball season begins on our family stations, believe it or not, coming up in 6 days, coming up on Friday, next Friday, December the 6th. So the scores, Conway Springs wins here tonight over Centralia, 41-6. They're the 1A state champs for the second straight year. The Class 2A state title game played yesterday. Southeast Saline beats Nemaw Central 36-28, their second title, first since 05. Nemaw Central's dream of three-peat comes up just a bit short, but what a run for Michael Glassick and his crew. Three state championship games in a row. They go 2-1 in those title games. In 8-man 1, Hoxie and Central Plains just underway. Hoxie 12-0, Central Plains 10-2. Big congratulations to the Axtell Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. They soared to another title today, 52 wins in a row. Fourth straight state championship for Coach Detweiler and his crew. They shut out Victoria today, 50-0 game called due to the mercy rule, 2:01 remaining in the fourth quarter with a 45-point rule. Six-man today was a heck of a game. Weskin wins 49-48 over Cunningham. They go undefeated. They're state champs. So Axtell was undefeated, Weskin undefeated, Conway Springs undefeated, Southeast Lean undefeated. 3A title goes to Andale. They end up, yep, undefeated, 13-0. They win 36-19 over Hayden. They're down 19-12 at halftime, came back to win it. Andover Central finishes 12-2. They beat Bishop Miege for the 4A title, 49-42. Gardner-Edgerton yesterday afternoon beat Emporia 36—Gardner-Edgerton beat Manhattan in Emporia 36-33. Gardner-Edgerton, your state champ, with a 12-1 record. They scored the game-winning touchdown with 10 seconds remaining. And then there's the 5A title game that is just underway in 5A at Emporia. St. Thomas Aquinas 12-0 against Hayes, who is 8-4. So only two more state champions to be crowned. It's either going to be Hoxie or Centralia Plains, Central Plains, I should say, in 8-man Division 1 out of Greensburg tonight. And the 5A title will go either to Hayes, the underdog, or St. Thomas Aquinas. So congratulations to Gardner-Edgerton in 6A, Andover Central in 4A, Andale in 3A, Southeast Lean in 2A, Conway Springs in 1A, Axtell in 8-man Division 2, and Weskin in 6-man. Our scoring updates brought to you throughout the year by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? HolthausAutoHouse.com. So that'll wrap it up here tonight from Gowan Stadium on the campus of Hutchinson Community College. Big thank you to Steve Carpenter and the hospitality for everybody here at HCC as well. Kirk Kilman, great job. Appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend the rest of the way and get some sleep. You deserve it. Conway Springs wins it over Centralia for the 1A state title. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Your final score, Conway Springs 41, Centralia 6. This is Wade Christian saying goodnight. Thanks for listening to our high school football coverage throughout the season on our family of stations and MSC Sports Radio Network.